The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football, presented by Clay Power Sports, your one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
By Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. The Region 4A Championship unlocks the door to the preferred postseason path. The holder of the gold is guaranteed the first two rounds of the playoffs on their home turf, and in certain years, that advantage extends on through the third and fourth rounds. Just like 2 years ago, the winner of Clay County's conference will be able to boast home field throughout as long as they keep winning. Tonight, the first official step towards that lofty goal comes for head coach Bruce Lamb and his 4-2 Bulldogs as they've made what's become a familiar and enjoyable trek. A near 100-mile westward drive on Highway 52 through small towns, across crop fields, and past smoking tobacco barns has brought the black, purple, and gold ballers to Cedar Hill, Tennessee, the home of the Joe Burns Red Devils. It's here that head coach Justin Robinson and his 2-4 squad carry momentum from last week's victory over Cheatham County and look for two in a row as they rev their motors to welcome the Dogs. It's going to be a raucous region rampage with Clay County and Joe Burns meeting for the 10th time.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of hometown banking.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up during the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into about a Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Bruce Lamb, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Folks, welcome into the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show from Robertson County, Tennessee tonight, our seventh broadcast of the 2024 football season. For the third week in a row and the fifth and final time this regular season, we're on the road with the Dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll be describing things as they unfold here tonight at Joe Burns High School. I'm thrilled to be rejoined this evening by our producer, who I've not had the privilege of sitting alongside since the Dogs' narrow miss over in Portland. He's back and ready for action, even though he's a little bit irritated by the surroundings. Got some things here in the mobile broadcast booth that's not up to code, John. You're a home inspection guy, and things are a little rough up here.
Yeah, well, I noticed when we walked in a few things that I probably would comment on, Daniel, but let's put work aside for tonight. Let's focus on some football. I'm excited. You know, much better than kids and families gathering around a game, and one of our favorites is happens on Friday nights out here, and we get to do it again tonight. High school football, guys.
Absolutely. Small-town football at its best here at Joe Burns High School, a good tradition. Also joining me here tonight is a man who is on this campus calling action for the fifth time overall, four football games and a basketball game. He's hoping things will go better tonight than they did the last time he's here in February's basketball region quarterfinals. He's none other than Thomas Weaver.
Appreciate the kind introduction, Daniel. You're right. You know, being in unfamiliar territory the last two times on this three-game road trip, we're in a place we've come to know quite well, Cedar Hill, Tennessee, and there's no place I'd rather be than here with you two on another Football Friday night. And, Daniel, tonight means a little bit more because this one is the real first step towards Clay County's goal of winning the region title and setting up that home playoff run we're all hoping for. But this has always been a tough place to play.
It is a strong tradition over here, and we've talked all year long about the three-game season within the 10-game season. Well, this is the first of those three region games tonight.
My first visit here to this facility, I mean, this is a really nice place, guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, the field well taken care of and just kind of that small-town football feel when you pull in.
Certainly is.
Yeah, smoke's rolling at the concession stand, and it's the way it ought to be. But we wouldn't be here to smell it or see it. All these sites are getting ready to call this game without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. Guys, we can't thank them enough for getting with us and being with us for all the better part of a decade now. And a special shout-out to Clay Power Sports, our presenting sponsor here for this Bulldog football season. We can't thank them enough. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper. We hope folks will pick up a copy of that each week to follow these Bulldogs. We've got good photos in there from the CCHS media group, good stats from our broadcasts, and, you know, it's a good way to keep up with the Dogs, Daniel.
It certainly is, and I've said it before, and I'll brag on both you guys. You know, it's as good as any bigger periodical as it is long. No, because there's not as much news to cover in a small town,
right.
But it is a quality production each and every week.
We appreciate that, Daniel. Folks, up next, we'll talk about what was in this week's newspaper in our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. So stay with us for more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get discuss what appeared in print about Clay County's soggy road trip to Tompkinsville. Coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, and now it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game. The headline on the front page said, Dogs Down Falcons in Soggy Border Battle. And the story talked about how for the first time in over 50 years, a Bulldog football team traveled to Tompkinsville to play Monroe County, Kentucky last week. And Clay County soldiered through soggy conditions to bring a 21-6 victory back home to Salina. With rain associated with Hurricane Helene falling throughout, the Dogs waded their way to their fourth win of the season and now carry a 4-2 mark into tonight's Region 4A opener here at Joe Burns. Clay County trudged through wet conditions to keep pace and eventually outscore Monroe County, Kentucky by 2 touchdowns in a steady rain last Thursday night, as your summary is going to show, Daniel.
That it does, Thomas. Mother Nature won the first quarter of the contest, which was moved up a day due to a worse weather forecast for the night after, as both teams struggled to score early. Bulldog senior Nate Adams then put Clay County on the board first when he picked up a Falcon pass and ran it back 73 yards to pay dirt early in the second stanza. Senior Manny Hernandez, who wasn't fazed at all by the constant precipitation falling, then split the uprights and the Dogs led 7-9. 4 minutes later, Monroe County scored on a 20-yard touchdown pass and came up short on a two-point conversion to pull within 7-6 of Clay County. But that would be the last time they'd been in the scoreboard, as the Bulldog defense, led by senior Worm Smith and junior Reese Adams, went on to shut out the Falcons. The Dogs did have to block a field goal attempt to carry their one-point advantage into halftime, but that was as close as their opponent got to scoring the rest of the way. Clay County upped their advantage when they opened the second half with a 9-play, 51-yard scoring drive. Nate Adams got the Dogs started with a 23-yard run, and his junior brother Nolan Adams ended the advance with a 6-yard touchdown catch. Hernandez was again true, and Clay County surged ahead 14-6 midway through the third quarter. The Dog defense forced a fumble on Monroe County's next drive, but Clay County couldn't convert the gift into points. Then, following a total of 3 punts in a row, Nate Adams engineered a drive to put the game away. After senior tailback Aiden Soto picked up a nice gain on the ground, the Bulldog quarterback started clicking. Adams connected with senior wideout Lance Burchett, Soto, and his brother Nolan again, this time for a 17-yard touchdown. Hernandez's third made kick then accounted for the final margin, and Nolan Adams sealed the victory with an interception of his own in the waning minutes. Good win on the road, Thomas.
It sure was, and the rain conditions did hamper the Clay County offensive numbers as several passes normally completed slipped through the hands of receivers, and footing was treacherous throughout. The Dogs only mustered a total of 201 yards on 35 plays, including 110 rushing yards on 18 carries and 91 passing yards. Nate Adams accounted for all the yards through the air on 12 of 27 passes. He had 2 touchdowns. He had completions to his brother Nolan Adams, who caught 6 for 59 yards in the 2 TDs. To Burchett, 3 of those for 20 yards. Soto had 2 catches for 11, and Reese Adams 1 for 1. Soto was the leading rusher with 10 carries for 67 yards, while Nate Adams had 4 for 22. Worm Smith, 3 for 11, and Nolan Adams, 1 for 10. Besides their team-leading tackle numbers of 12 each, both Smith and Reese Adams were dominant with big plays on the defensive side of the ball, as Smith had a sack, a forced fumble, and 2 tackles for loss, and Reese had 2 TFLs also. Nolan Adams recorded 6 stops, a TFL, and an interception. Senior Hayden Adams made 5 tackles, had a TFL and a recovered fumble, and junior Colton Brown and Burchett both had 4 tackles. Soto and sophomore Roland Holloway recorded 3 tackles each. Nate Adams had the pick 6. Senior Caden Strong and juniors Cole Legion and Bryson Sharp all had 2 stops. And senior Eli Burnett made one tackle. Folks, that's the type of information you can get in your newspaper each week, so we hope you'll pick one up next week for coverage of tonight's game. We'll be right back with more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Joe Burns here on the Horizon Sports Network.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. Before we get into this segment, though, sadly, we're going to pause to remember the loss of a legend, and it's with great compassion for the Westmoreland family, Thomas, that for the second week in a row, we mention a loss of theirs. Less than 24 hours after his son Kevin was buried, Bobby Westmoreland passed from this life. His obituary reads, Bobby, a cherished resident of Salina, Tennessee, passed away at Salina Health and Rehab on September the 30th, 2024, at the age of 85. He was the son of the late Lester and Irene Westmoreland and was born on July the 6th, 1939, in Salina. Bobby was a member of the Church of Christ, a lifetime member of the Masonic Lodge, and a tremendous athlete, coach, and sports contributor. And for those athletic accomplishments, he was inducted into the Western Kentucky Sports Hall of Fame, the East Mississippi Junior College Sports Hall of Fame, and the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. Bobby Westmoreland is survived by his sons, Kenny and Robert, his daughter, Gina, sister Shirley, 10 grandchildren, and 3 great-grandchildren. Bobby was preceded in death by his parents, his wife, Mert, his son, Kevin, his brother, Billy, and his sister, Peggy. Of course, Bobby Westmoreland, a lifelong resident of Salina, known by essentially everyone. He was an educator for many years at Salina High School, was the head coach of the Salina High School Bulldogs for 2 seasons in the fall of 1970 and 71. An extremely talented athlete himself, an avid and good golfer. I've heard it said if you were playing no basketball game around the world, just shooting around the perimeter, nobody could hardly beat him. Just good at that. And, you know, his brother Billy, a world-renowned fisherman. And I've heard Bobby tell himself, but also I've heard other people say it as well, Bobby every bit the fisherman that Billy was. And he was also the founder of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. And that was an idea he got after coming back from that East Mississippi Junior College induction that he had. He was so honored by that, Thomas, he wanted to start something that would honor the local athletes that he had respect for. And that's something that we have the privilege of continuing on. But Bobby Westmoreland, truly one of a kind.
Yeah, one of a kind, no doubt. And you talked about all those things that build the legacy of the great Bobby Westmoreland. They are going to carry on for years and for years not just through the Hall of Fame, which is just a huge accomplishment and a great thing to honor and remember sports and athletics. To have his name attached to that is so fitting because, you know, every town's kind of got that landmark fan that's sitting front row on a bench at a ball game or maybe at a football game, and you always know who that guy is, you know, maybe from another school or whatever. Bobby Westmoreland was that man for Clay County sports. And even beyond that, you know, as a coach, as a supporter back in my day, and I'm sure for many others, if there was anything extra given to a team or an athlete, it was probably given by Bobby Westmoreland because he did it for us for so many years. But beyond that, you know, just such a contributor, not just to sports, but to the community in a lot of ways. And we could talk on and on about Bobby. Of course, I have a personal tie growing up with my classmate, Robert Westmoreland, his youngest son, and being in that home, being welcomed in by a family and still welcomed in by that family.
Absolutely.
So just a huge loss for the Salina community and for Clay County.
I agree 100%. Folks, we dedicate tonight's broadcast to the late Bobby Westmoreland, and now we will continue on with the Battle Bulldog history. We'll start with the playoff history of these squads. The Clay County Bulldogs made the TWSWA playoffs for 7 consecutive seasons and have 26 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 16 wins to 26 losses, with their first advancement being the state title game 2 seasons ago in 2022, where they finished as the runner-up. The Joe Burns Red Devils have also advanced to the playoffs in the past 7 consecutive seasons, and they also have 26 appearances overall, with their initial appearance coming in 1985. They have a playoff record of 20 wins to 26 losses, with their furthest advancement being the state championship game on 2 different occasions, where they finished as runners-up in both 2008 and 2010. These teams are meeting for the 10th time in their histories in a series that began in 2015 and has been played each year since then, while they have been region foes. The Black, Purple, and Gold have led this in the series, 5 wins to 4 losses, however, and the 5 Clay County wins have come in the last 5 meetings, and they ride that win streak into tonight's contest. Thomas, we do have some stat leaders from this series over the past decade.
Yeah, we do. And some big games here, of course. Rushing touchdowns came from a quarterback. Keaton Arms had 3 in 2022. And then passing yardage, our current Bulldog quarterback, Nate Adams, had 194 last season in that win over the Red Devils. But he doesn't have the touchdown record. That came from Keaton Arms, who had the rushing record. He had 3 for 3 touchdowns in 2020. And receiving yardage leader, no surprise here, Nolan Adams, one of the best to ever do it. We're talking about that on the way up. He's still got a long career to go, but he had 102 yards off the arm of his brother last year.
Receiving touchdowns, Nolan's going to have to break into this category tonight. 2 guys, neither one of them him, White Burks and Alec Kerr. Burks in 2019, Kerr in 2020, each of them with 2 touchdown catches against the Red Devils. Tackles, the great Dylan Maxfield, 20 stops against Joe Burns. Thomas, a game we called here on the network, that number coming from us, a monster game his senior year against Joe Burns. And special teams here, no surprise, Alec Kerr, an electric 63-yard punt return touchdown his, sophomore year against Joe Burns. And no surprise to see Alec's name come up on the special teams. Folks, that concludes our opponent portion of About a Bulldog History. After word from our sponsors, we will return with our lustral and decadal history.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Folks, welcome back to Abiding Bulldog History. I'm here at Joe Burns High School. Last week we discussed the 1959 Salina High School Bulldogs. Tonight we look back 60 years to 1964. Beatlemania ran wild and the British invasion began after the Fab Four appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show. Martin Luther King Jr. became the youngest recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize. The first Ford Mustang hit the streets, and John Teeples was in his 10th year as head coach of the Salina Bulldogs. This one coming right smack dab in what I like to call the golden era of Bulldog football. Of course, the picture kind of speaks to it. Just we talked about this before, probably 5 years ago when we talked about this group. What looks to be a new scoreboard behind the team. And it's got Perfection Ice Cream on it as a sponsor. Of course, the Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Cookville Pure Milk Company also on there. And it just looks beautiful and brand new and just a lot cooler than some of the more modern ones, Matt. But 1964, a good year that we're going to get into here. They end up going 5-5, 500 on the year. We'll break that schedule down in a minute. Scored about 14.5 points a game, 11.6 gave up. So that's where you see that 500 record. They did outscore opponents, but pretty close there, Thomas. 15 points scored, 12 points allowed. So we'll see some close losses as we get down through here.
Yeah, and then if you equate this to the modern game, you know, if you give up 12 points a game, you're doing pretty good.
Absolutely.
So, but a good roster here, like you say, eight freshmen, David Spear, our Uncle Don Napier, Willis Smith, Robert Qualls, Kenneth Spivey, Butch Burnett, Larry Lacey, and Joe Carmack. And then five sophomores, Russell Richardson, David Threet, Raymond Lacey, Bill Hamilton, and Fred Roach, and then 10 juniors, Daniel Boone, Dudley Spear, our Uncle Jack Napier, Coach Dennis Smith, Gregory Birch, Charles Bailey, Bobby Meadows, Danny Thompson, Roger Gray, and Fred Emberton, and then six solid seniors, Denny Napier, Kerry Eads, Herschel Lacey, Roger Henson, Benny Davis, and Skipper Birch. You mentioned legendary Coach John Teeples as the head man, and then managers Dennis Chaffin, Danny Borden, and James Robertson, multiple Hall of Famers in there on that list, multiple contributors after their playing careers. A roster of legends.
Absolutely. Just all the way through them. Of course, a couple of them there, particularly sophomores Russell Richardson, David Threet, going on to be huge contributors as far as coaches for Clay County's football programs moving forward in the future. And some others.
Dennis Smith also.
Uh-huh. Just a very special group of people there on that roster. Look at this season that they had in 1964. Of course, this was prior to playoffs, still in the bowl era, so they barely missed out on a bowl with that 5-5 record. Typically had to get six wins to become bowl eligible, but opened the year with one of these close losses that we've alluded to, 7-12 against York Institute. So that puts them at 0-1 to start the year. Then they're going on a four-game winning streak, 13-6 over Livingston, 26-0 over Baxter, 7-0 over Jackson County, and 26-0 over Monterey. So sitting at midseason at 4-1, it's a pretty strong place to be, with the only loss being a single possession loss. So probably a pretty good York Institute team.
Yeah, I'm sure. And anytime you beat Hawkeye in that second game of the season, take down Livingston, who cares about York? Well, I look at big win there, and then they make a run. But unfortunately, the script flipped a little bit for them as they hit the meat of the schedule, Daniel, and dropped four in a row. The first coming at versus Monroe County, Kentucky. Still a two-possession loss there, 32-20. Got kind of took it on the chin against Trousdale County, like many of these Bulldog teams have over the years. Lost 26-0 there. And then here, another battle. Dropped a close one, 27-25 to Smith County, Daniel.
Yeah, and then right after that, DeKalb County, 13-7. So back-to-back in the 8th and 9th game of the year, single-possession losses there to put them at 4-5. And then a big regular season finale. You know, bowl season is not in touch there. You know you're not going to qualify for a bowl. You're sitting at 4-5. What's there to play for? Well, a whole lot of pride, as they had the Gordonsville Tigers in Week 10. It's so often we do, just like this year, 10th and final regular season game going to be Gordonsville. Hopefully a repeat from 1964 when the good guys won 14-0 over the Big Blue.
Yeah, and that's the way you round out your season for sure, Daniel. You know, again, you don't have the – you don't have another chance. You don't have a playoff game coming. Don't know anything about a bowl offer or anything like that. So you put it all on the line knowing this is definitely your last game, and they put it on, the Tigers.
Absolutely, and it wrapped up that 5-5 season. And once again, we allude to it, a loss to York by 5 points, a loss to Smith County by 2, and a loss to DeKalb County by 6. You take those 3 single possession losses, flip them around, you're talking about an 8-2 regular season with a premier bowl appearance, and all of a sudden the 1964 team is one of the better we've had up to that point in time. They were so close to having that elite status. Of course, the next year in 65, they do go to the Strawberry Bowl, as a lot of those same guys returned.
Yeah, and, you know, how many times have we seen that throughout history, Clay County or Salina, a Bulldog team, just being that close.
Very close. Cheerleaders and football queen from the fall of 1964. Cheerleaders included Wanda Poindexter, Wanda Napier, Linda Drummond, Sandra King, Phyllis Young, Laura Arms, and Joyce Moore. And the football queen of 1964, Nettie Mae Anderson. Any final thoughts on this group, Thomas?
Well, the last 2 weeks, I just can't help but go back and think about, you know, talking about the men that taught me everything I know about football. My coaches, the last 2 weeks we've talked about them playing, and I don't know, just an honor to talk about them.
Absolutely. Absolutely is. Enjoy doing it every week. Hope you guys enjoy it too. We certainly appreciate Town Square Antiques for sponsoring this. It's been our pleasure to discuss the 1964 Salina High School Bulldogs, who are celebrating their 60th anniversary. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football, brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is a name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket tees, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
West Morgan Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert, and he'll mend it.
Make and Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of hometown banking.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Up next on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, an interview with head coach Bruce Lamb. And still to come, the keys to the game, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. So stay with us here as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County, traveling to Joe Burns, where the 4-2 Dogs will look to take down the Red Devils in their region opener. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Bruce Lamb and senior linebacker and running back Aiden Soto for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, thanks for having us over today.
Thank you, Thomas. Glad to be here, buddy.
Good to have you, too, Aiden.
Yeah, it's nice to be here.
Coach, got the win the other night in Tompkinsville in the rain, but it didn't come easy, did it?
It didn't. You know, they came out with a good game plan, and we had a lot of adversity for the game, and, you know, we lost a little focus the first half, but, you know, we came out and, you know, did a lot played a lot better the second half. You know, turnovers will kill you. I think we had three in the first half, and, you know, we get a drive going and you know, fumble the ball, and you know, it's killer. And we were able to bounce back from that, and you know, we thought we might could beat the rain, but as soon as we got the ball, it started coming down and didn't quit the entire time. So it made it very difficult.
And, you know, there's no doubt, like you said, the weather affected it, especially in the past game, I thought. But, you know, you hung in there and got it going. Did it just take a while to adjust the conditions, you think?
It did, yeah. You know, I usually don't give officials credit, but they did a pretty good job keeping the ball dry when they could, you know.
They did.
You know, it's definitely an adjustment. You know, you can't turn – as a receiver, you can't turn your head at all. You know, you got to make sure you watch the ball all the way in. And we had some drops, and, you know, Nate, it's a different grip you got to put on the ball when you throw it. And so, you know, he struggled at times, but, you know, and before it's over with, you know, I think he threw two touchdowns and, you know, and completed quite a few. So, you know, it's a good night overall.
And you got the run game going too, mostly due to this guy sitting beside you. How nice is it to know you've got a guy like Aiden Soto you can trust with a ball in his hands?
Let me tell you something, Coach. This guy right here, he came in here last year, and, you know, we knew he was athletic. We just didn't know where to put him. And we tried him at tailback, and he's not stopped since. He's definitely a blessing to have on this football team. We were so glad he moved in here, and, you know, anytime he touches the ball, he's got the gear that he can score from anywhere, and he's a weapon to have, and you know, that threat of having him where we can just give him the ball and him break it is awesome to know that, you know, anytime he can break one for us and put us on the board.
Aiden, we've seen that several times over the last two seasons. I know you moved in here last year. How do you like being a Bulldog?
You know, moving down here to a smaller school, it's a lot different, and I like it. I mean, Clay County is really just a family. And when you play for Clay County, you play for the whole county. You don't just play for your school or your teammates. And that's something I'm not used to, and it's honestly been a blessing. I love it here, and I don't plan to leave.
Sounds like he fits right in, doesn't he?
Absolutely. He may not have been born here, but he's going to be here. He's Clay County true and true, I'm going to tell you right now.
And talk about last week, Aiden, you know, one of those you had to battle through kind of. How bad were those conditions? Coach talked about it, but you were out there on the field, and how did you guys kind of stay the course in that deluge?
I mean, with the conditions as they were, the field wet, everything like that, it's just a challenge, and you just have to push through it. We have to push each other, and you know, it's just adversity. It's just having that grit, and you just got to push. And, I mean, with the ball being wet and us being a pass-heavy team most of the time, we just have to trust each other. And, I mean, trust in Nate, Nolan, Reese, Lance, you just have to trust in your teammates. And that's all it comes down to is the trust between your teammates and your grit, really.
And Coach, that's kind of how it played out against the Falcons, for sure.
It was. You know, our kids, you know, they weren't happy at halftime, you know. Neither was the coaches weren't happy at halftime. And they knew that they hadn't played right, played good, and it, you know, and they took it upon their shoulders and came out and played a really good second half and executed when we needed to, focused a little bit better than what we were. And, you know, it's one of those things that you look at the stats, you think, really? You mean, really? But, you know, of all the things that went on before the game and during the game, you know, it's a win, and that's what we wanted.
Back to Aiden, you know, we talked about him running the ball, coach, and this and that, but, you know, he's really a big contributor on the defensive side of the ball at linebacker, and I've seen him kind of hold that edge a lot this year and make some big plays even in the backfield.
Yes, sir. He's an extremely strong kid and super athletic, and we put him on the outside, out there, outside backer, where he can drop down in coverage or he can rush the passer if we need him to. And as you say, he holds the line. You know, they try to get outside of him, and they have a hard time doing that because he does such a good job. Super intelligent young man. One of the smartest kids we got here at Clay County, and it shows out on the football field. You know, and I think when he got here, you know, moving him around places he had never played before has really helped him with his knowledge of what he's doing. And because he's always played different positions at his other school, when he got here, we changed him. And you know, I can't be prouder of a young man than what this man right here. And he does a great job of being a leader also. And, you know, wherever we put him, he's going to give 100%, and that's what we like.
And Aiden, it seemed to me like right off the bat, first game, you know, we saw you break a tackle and take it to the house, and I said, hey, this is a different Aiden Soto this season already. What's that a product of? I know you work hard. Is that preparation? Is that just being a year older? Or where does that come from? Because to me, you're a whole different player.
I mean, a lot of it does come from the past experience from last season, because last season was my first year at tailback. But a lot of it also just comes from my coaches. I mean, the coaching staff is great here. They help me out a lot. And just being so close with the team themselves, being able to talk with my linemen, being able to know my whole team, even the sophomores and the freshmen, just really helps put into perspective, like, the big part of the games. And honestly, has really helped my vision in the backfield, because I can know where my linemen are, I know where my team is, and I know they're going to help me. And like I said earlier, a lot of it's just trust, and a lot of it's experience as well.
And it shows. And, Coach, you're going to need it. Aiden and all the guys playing big tonight. First region game. This is the first one that really means something, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is. You know, all the other stuff, you know, I think we're 4-2, and, you know, we could be 0-6, and it wouldn't matter. This is the one that matters. You know, this is the one that gets you seated in the playoffs where you're going to play at. And, you know, our goal is every year is to win the region championship first, and this is the one that's going to get us there, get us on that way. So, you know, Joe Burns, good football team, and got some super athletes, and, you know, they're definitely going to need this young man right here. He's going to have to carry the load.
Aiden, no school this week, fall break. Have you guys kind of kept your focus on Joe Burns and the task at hand tonight?
I mean, being on fall break does help in a sense, because it takes the focus away from, you know, being at school for the first half of the day, and that means we can get right to work in the mornings and we can stay focused all practice. And also, you know, it's a big region game. We can get our rest, and this game is just a statement, you know. Like you said earlier, Coach Lamb, we can be 0-6, and this is the first game that matters. I mean, it's just a statement game. And being off of school, being on fall break, has actually, I think, helped us a lot.
Coach, give us one key against these Red Devils and break them down a little bit for us.
Well, they got a young man that plays tailback. He's a top 10 rusher in the state of Tennessee, and does a really good job. He played quarterback for them last year, and very elusive, very hard to tackle. This year he's playing running back some, he's playing quarterback some, so they're moving him around a little bit, and he's a super athlete, and we're going to have to contain him. They have a fast wide receiver in number 5. He does a good job of catching the ball, and they try to get him the ball when Zero doesn't have it. So, you know, defensive wise, they're a five-man front, and they're bringing those ends and coming up pretty hard. So they're banking on trying to make a big play in the backfield, and sometimes they do, and sometimes they get busted for a big play too. So hopefully we can bust a few more than what they do. But the main thing is this week, I think tonight is to stay focused and stay the course. And I think if we can do that and contain that young man and make somebody else beat us, I think we got a good shot.
Aiden, you ready for that?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. Coach, as always, appreciate you being with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Thomas.
Aiden, thanks for sitting down.
Thanks for sitting with me, Thomas.
All right. Good luck tonight, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years. Back here on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, it's time for How They Fired from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burden.
All right, here we go with How They Fared. It's a weekly update on Clay County's opponents during this 2024 season. And it's brought to you, like Daniel said, by Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Week one, Alvin C. York Institute Dragons are now 3-2 after starting the season with a couple of tough losses on the road. They've gotten back on track. Last week they won versus a 3-3 Livingston Academy 50-12.
Yeah, the Dragons kind of, like you said, got their feet under them and starting to roll a little bit.
Tonight, York is at Tellico Plains, who lost last week at Polk County, 24-13. Week two opponent, Westmoreland, they're now 5-1. After losing to Macon County in week one, they've been perfect, rattling off six straight wins, including a victorious trip to East Robertson last night, where they scored in the fourth and converted the kick to take a 7-6 win.
I'm muted. Great win for Westmoreland. We spoke about it last week. We think they've got the ability to go to semifinals, maybe the state title game in double-A ball.
Sure.
Yeah.
No doubt. They've got an athlete, and, again, played Clay County, beat Clay County, but just by three. So I think our toughest opponent.
Yeah.
Before last week, the Eagles won at Liberty Creek 36-0. Week three opponent was Jackson County. Last week, the Blue Devils won against 0-5 Trousdale County, 28-0. That was in Gainesboro. Tonight, Jackson County again hosts Pickett County, who's 1-4, and their last game was a September 20th loss at Livingston, 40-0.
Yeah, I think Coach Loftus gets another win there to kind of get that record headed back in the right direction.
Week four, Monterey's now 3-3. Last week, they beat Gordonsville 21-0.
Nice win.
At Turney Ford.
That's what impressed me about it.
Tonight, Monterey travels to 1-5 Cascade, who lost last week at 5-1 Forest, 48-0. Looks like Forest is pretty good. I don't know about Cascade.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one either. But, again, going back to that Monterey win, just kind of shows you that Monterey is a dangerous team. You know, we talked about them coming into that Clay County game, and the Dogs got on them and didn't let them get back up and ended up shutting them out. So, I don't know how much of a surprise that was for the Wildcats to take care of the Tigers, even though they were, heralded coming into it.
It was unexpected for me, I think. We're going to go to the national anthem here. We'll be back in just a minute with How They Fared.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect. Got a local event you're planning and wondering how to promote it? If so, let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce know. The local chamber is your source for promoting local happenings, and they do it in a wide array of ways, all free to the public. They can spread the word in print, online, and on social media, all to help your event be a big success. So give them a call at 931-243-3338. Take advantage of their free service to the community and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce help you get the word out about your next local event.
Back here at Joe Burns High School, continuing with how they fared. The last game I was at with you guys was at Portland. They're 3-3. Last week they lost at Springfield 27-13. And tonight they're at Hendersonville, who's 4-2 and lost on the road last week to a tough Beach team 49-6. Anything about Portland you guys want to mention?
It's just a whole nother league. I thought we competed real hard down there, but Portland, a good team in a tough 5A region.
And us a real chance to win or, you know, in that game.
Yeah.
Week six last week, you guys traveled to Monroe County, Kentucky. They're now 1-5. They lost to us 21-6. Tonight, they're at Metcalf County, Kentucky. Do you know what town that's in, guys?
Edmonton.
Good job. Week seven, here we are, fellas, in Cedar Hill for a region showdown with the 2-4 Joe Burns Red Devils. Last Saturday, the Red Devils beat an 0-6 Cheatham County team 14-6 in a game played just south of here at Sycamore in Pleasant View. We're on a bye next week, week nine. Our opponent will be Red Bull of Springs. They're 2-4. Last Saturday, the Red Dogs lost at Perry County. 2-4 is their record. They lost 26-0 to that team. Tonight, Red Bull and Springs is idle, and they play Gordonsville next week. Week 10 opponent, Trousdale County, is 0-5. Last week, as we mentioned, the Jackets lost to Jackson County 28-0. Tonight, Trousdale is also idle, and they host East Robertson next week. Of course, week 11, Gordonsville Tigers, they're 4-2 last week. They established what I'm going to call a losing streak. That's two losses for them when they fell to Monterey at home 21-0. Tonight, they traveled to a 5-1 Forest who defeated Cascade in Chapel Hill. Which team is in Chapel Hill, guys?
Not sure.
Forest.
Oh. Okay.
last Friday, 48-0. Clay County's opponent's combined record at this point, 27-31. And now, the segment no one else cares about but us. Coach Edwards' pick and challenge. Current standings, I'm barely hanging on to the lead. 17-7 is my record. Tom's right on my heels, 16-8. Rob, just behind him, 15-9. And Daniel, not far out of it, 13-11 is his record. First game we picked last night, because it was played last night, Westmoreland was at East Robb, and like we mentioned in this pregame show, Westmoreland took that victory.
What we didn't mention is that me and Thomas chose that one correctly. You and Coach Edwards missed it, I think.
Is that right?
No, the standings did not reflect that pick, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
The standings are after last week's game.
Okay.
I got a chance. All
right. You're right. Me and Rob picked East Robb. Anyway, the next game is Bledsoe County at Whitwell.
That's an interesting one there, right there. I think
2A Bledsoe, Whitwell's unblemished record.
Yeah, I'll take the Tigers at home.
Battle of the Valley. Bledsoe, as far up the valley as you can go, I think maybe they're a little more ornery up that way. I'll go with the team out of Pikeville.
I'm going with Whitwell. The next game is DeKalb, who is 5-1. At Macon, who's now 4-2 after that. A little bit surprising loss to me last week.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one for sure, but I think it's the Macon County Tigers, especially after getting beat last week. They're back at home, and they get
Coach and
again.
I both agree with you, Thomas, in our prediction. Daniel?
Who did the Cab lose to? Stone? Maybe Upperman. Coach don't provide us with that information. I'll go Tigers, the Tigers of the Cav, that is.
You got to do your own research. He's going with the Cav, all right. You got a chance of getting one on us that game. The last one is a pretty tough one probably because we're not familiar with them, but coaches picked this game. McCauley is 5-1. They're at Baylor, who's 6-0.
Got to go.
You know anything
team.
About those private teams?
I don't. Of course, that's Chattanooga area, I think.
Correct.
Pretty much.
I had a friend that went to McCauley for a while.
Yeah, I'll take the Road Warriors of McCauley.
I'm going with Baylor. Coach went with Baylor. What'd you say, Daniel?
Yeah, I'll go home team, Baylor.
Uh-oh, Thomas got a chance to get one on us. Listen up later in the broadcast for our scoreboard updates to see how these games and more are shaping up. This has been How They Fared, which is a weekly update on Clay County's opponents brought to you by Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. Daniel, the plus got about 6:30 on it here at Joe Burns High School.
Let's go to ad. We'll be back in 60 seconds for the keys to the game.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Back here live from Joe Burns High School in front of this Region 4A contest. We're going to go ahead and wrap up this H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show with the full coverage final word. That's not actually true. We'll get there in a minute. We're going to go ahead and do the keys to the game. Brought to you by Westmore Management. We asked Thomas for his thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight. Thomas, let's get it rolling on the offensive side of the football.
Well, I think, you know, tonight Clay County just needs to pour it on, Daniel. We've got one of the most dynamic offenses in the history of this program, really. And, you know, I just don't think many people can stop it, including the Red Devils. Look for Nate Adams, this talented receiving corps, to slice and dice this Joe Burns secondary into pieces tonight. Not just because they can, but because I don't think the Dogs are happy with the way they played last week offensively. And I think they feel they've got something to prove here tonight, and I think you're going to see them do just that, Daniel. And on the defensive side, you know, Joe Burns, they got one of those guys they like to call, a dude. It's Amari Cotton, but I'm not sure what else they have, Daniel. So he'll be Coach Dickerson, and this Bulldog defense is key tonight. And we know what happens when there's one guy to shut down. We saw it at Portland. We've seen it several different times. These Dogs usually get it done. Plus, they've tweaked some things on that side of the ball in the linebacking core, and I think that's going to pay off too.
Well, I think so. What about an overall key for Coach Lamb and this squad to get this big region win tonight, to get the right step towards the postseason?
Well, I think Clay County's come here with something to prove tonight. You know, they haven't forgotten the Red Devils were picked to finish above them in this league. They know all too well what tonight means in the big picture, and I think they made this two-hour-plus trip their mission this week, and are here to make a statement, just like Aiden Soto said. And, you know, Coach Lamb has said his team is starting to believe, and they have what it takes to get where they want to be. And I think he's right, Daniel, which means this bunch of Dogs is here to take care of business tonight.
No doubt. Couldn't agree more. Folks, that has been the keys to the game. From analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmore Management and owner Bobby Westmore, the late Bobby Westmore, as we talked about earlier, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we'll turn our eyes to the Robertson County skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors Weather Report. Temperature currently 77 degrees. Been a warm day today in Middle Tennessee. At halftime, though, it'll be much cooler at 72. By the end of the game, 70. 60% humidity, kind of moist over here. The sun set at 628. The air quality index is good at 44. There's a 2-mile-per-hour wind out of the southwest. No precipitation is falling today in Cedar Hill, and only a slim 2% chance throughout this contest should be dry. This has been the weather report brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof mounting, and more. There are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll go ahead as the captains head out towards midfield. Being represented tonight, we see Nate Adams, Hayden Adams, Hayden Soto, and Eli Burnett walking out to for the coin toss with the Joe Burns representatives. We'll go ahead and get in to the full coverage final word that we talked about a moment ago here on this H&H on Equipment Parts pregame show. Kick over to John and ask him for his last thoughts before kickoff. Brought to you by Ashong Strong Insurance. John, make sure you cover it all, just like their agency does.
I'll do my best. You know, I think about this each week, just try to get a feel for the game. We had a great dinner over at the depot on the way in. Just trying to glean from you guys, you know, information to take away. One of the things that stands out is 32.2 points per game is what Joe Burns has averaged giving up per game. So I feel like that we're the type of team that can really take advantage of maybe their weakness.
Mm-hmm.
So if I want to see execution, you know, flawless football, knowing what you want to do and doing it, doing your job. I've said that before. I don't want to say we're overlooking this team. We respect them. They've got good players. But we need to put it all together. Headed toward a good playoff push, you want to feel confident, you know. And this would be a huge accomplishment and step toward a really good season with a win here tonight.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, John. Just having that confidence, putting this bunch away, knowing you can have a deep playoff run. Folks, that's been the full coverage final word sponsored by Ashok and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and sign today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Dogs in the corner of the end zone, and here they come taking the field as the engines start to rev across the way. We'll go ahead and announce the State Farm starting lineups. Brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. We'll give you the Clay County offensive starters, offensive lineup front, left, right. Sophomore Roland Holloway, junior Colton Brown. In the middle, senior Hayden Adams. At right guard, junior Casey Monroe Hidalgo. In the right side, bookend, senior Caden Strong. Receivers, a talented group, senior Lance Burchett. Juniors, Waylon Cherry and Nolan Adams. The tight end, a junior Reese Adams. Running back, senior Aiden Soto. And the quarterback, a senior Nate Adams. We'll go ahead and announce the defensive starters as well. Nose guard, Hayden Adams. Tackles, Roland Holloway and Colton Brown. Inside backers, I believe tonight going to be Worm Smith and Reese Adams. Outside backers, Bryson Sharp and Aiden Soto. The defensive backfield, Nate Adams, Waylon Cherry, Cole Leeds, and Nolan Adams. State Farm starting lineup has been brought to you by local agent Andrew Long. Like a good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more.
I love it out here, Daniel. We're hearing sounds we're used to hearing maybe around our parks, these cars revving and cheering. I'm excited for tonight.
A long-standing tradition over here at Joe Burns, those students revving the engines up. And, of course, Bulldog super fan Rob Weir always reciprocating that favor whenever they come to John Teeples Field, gets out his Volkswagen and think he's got it straight papped with no muffler maybe and really lets them hear it, Thomas.
Yeah, he does, and he'd like this atmosphere to be ready to go here tonight for sure. As you know, this is a big one. John talked about it. Aiden Soto talked about it. Coach Lamb talked about it. It's a chance for Clay County to make a statement.
Manny Hernandez, a short squib kick, going to be cleanly fielded finally by Joe Burns. They take over with their first offensive possession of this contest. Obviously, a 0-0 score. 11:55 on this first quarter clock as the Red Devils take over offensively for the first time. They do so from their own 31-yard line, 69-yard field in front of junior Amari Cotton. And this squad, we'll see Cotton lined up at different places, I think, offensively for the Red Devils. He's at the right hip of the quarterback who's in the gun. We do not have a Joe Burns roster. We'll try to glean names as we go along. John has some. He's going to pull up here. He does have it. He'll share with us. Quarterback hands the Cotton. Cotton off right side, cuts north and south, gets a yard. Met by Reese Adams and taken down. Reese Adams, the leading tackler on this squad. Thomas, he's been getting around a dozen stops a contest, just improving week in and week out.
Yeah, and he proved himself that he needs to be in the middle, and Coach Dickerson going with it in this game. Last week, he and Worm Smith combined for 24 tackles, both with a dozen each, Daniel.
Adams with 72 stops on the year. Heading into tonight's action.
Quarterback for Joe Burns, number 12, Luke Miller.
Miller in the gun, running back at either. He a gain of one on first down, makes it second nine. Toss sweep, cut him with it right side, north and south. Gains a few, going to be brought down, setting up third and long for the Red Devils. Watching that pile across the way.
Cole Eads with first contact there, Daniel. I think tripped him up.
Hayden Adams also over there hustling from his nose guard position. Ball now sitting on the right hash, far side of the field away from us as we call from atop the visiting sideline here at Jelburns High School. First opportunity for this Mac Dickerson-led defense to get off the field tonight. Third and what I'll call six. Ball setting at the Jelburns 35-yard line. Miller in the gun, a wide out to the right, tied in to either side. Running back to either hit.
My roster doesn't have a number four, which is playing running back for Joe Burns.
Miller to throw. Wants a deep one. Has time. Releases across the middle. Had a man incomplete. No flags come out. Saw Adams and Smith on the coverage. Fourth and six.
It's a great job by Clay County right there. You know, Coach Dickerson, I think he saw him call, you know, no blitz. Let's give him a chance here and play coverage, and that's what Clay County did. And really, that had no chance. As the quarterback had some time, just couldn't find anybody.
Dog defense holding strong there. 10-17 mark of this first quarter, and Joe Burns going to go three and out on their first possession. Joe Burns offensively on the year scoring 21 points a game. They have yet to be shut out through six contests. The Red Devils have a 2-4 record. They are 0-1 in Region 4A play. Punt hits, takes a nice Red Devil bounce and going to roll back to around the 33-yard line. I believe that was where it'll be down, and Clay County will take over from that vicinity for their first possession. 10:07 mark here of the first quarter, 0-0 the score.
The first opportunity for, again, Nate Adams and this receiving core and this offensive line to play on a dry field. And, again, I think they kind of are coming in here tonight with a chip on their shoulder, ready to prove what they can do, Daniel, and now they've got the chance.
Dogs taking over with a 72-yard field from their own 28-yard line. Nate Adams, all-time leading passer at Clay County High School, over 5,000 yards on his career as they snap first and 10 from the 28. Give to Soto. He's met in the backfield, breaks one tackle, breaks another tackle off left side. Aiden Soto, just so deceptive. He's not a huge guy, but Thomas, he runs like he's a 250-pound fullback or something, just knocking guys off of him.
Yeah, he does. And, you know, hadn't had a huge amount of opportunities this year, but when he does, it's those type runs, John, that we've seen.
Yeah, good job there by Joe Burns, pushing it to the sidelines. He broke some tackles, but they really didn't give him any other chance.
Ended up losing a yard on the carry. Hard to tell from our vantage point. And like you said, John, good lateral pursuit by the Red Devil defense. So second and 11 now, snapping from the 27. Clay County going to play it with three wide to the right. Adams rolls that way, has a man, his brother Nolan. Nolan catches it at 32, breaks the tackle and run out of bounds. They'll give him the 35-yard line.
Maybe 36. Nope. You're right.
So second, or third rather, and pretty short here. Line to gain should be the 38, ball at the 35, so third and three. Playbook's open to you here, I feel like, but look for Clay County to keep it in the air on third and short.
Maybe one of those, you know, short preset, no-read passes.
Ball on the near side hash, three wide to the left, Reese Adams tied in right, Soto at the right hip. 9:50 mark, Joe Burns jumps, did Clay County move?
It's on defense. The defense. I think you got to give that to the senior quarterback with the cadence right there. It looked like he just drew him off sides.
I agree. Had the hard count. Easiest first down we'll get all night long.
It's a big advantage, especially when you can get a first down out of it.
First and 10. Ball on this near side hash. 60-yard field in front of this Clay County offense. Ball setting at the Bulldog, 40. Waylon Cherry to the right with Reese Adams. Lance Burchett, Nolan Adams left. Nate with it, rolls left, flips the hips, looks downfield, has Lance. Lance got a catch, he got to walk into the end zone for a touchdown. Touchdown, Clay County, touchdown, Bulldogs. And Lance Burchett hauls in what I believe is his fifth touchdown reception of the year.
Yeah, just a great ball in stride to Lance Burchett, and you're not going to catch him when he gets separation like that, John. And what a throw from Nate Adams.
Yeah, you saw Nolan Adams run a post pattern, drawing the defense across the center of the field, and then Lance was right there wide open on the backside. Beautiful.
Fifth touchdown reception of his career. Hernandez, true on the extra point. It's through. 7-0 to score. Clay County with the lead on the road here. Joe Burns, 9:38 mark, first quarter.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports, where the Dogs lead the Red Devils 7-0 here with 9:38 left in the first quarter. And here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. Clay County, 3 plays, 72 yards, and it all came in less than 30 seconds as they go up 7-0. Aiden Soto had a run. Nolan Adams caught one ball for 7 yards. A penalty gave Clay County the first down. And then Nate Adams hit Lance Burchett for a 60-yard strike to pay dirt. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Daniel, it's just like we talked about. That's what we thought we would see against this Red Devil defense, and Clay County's dialed in on the offensive side already.
No doubt. I look for a big, big night from the offense. Reese Adams, Worm Smith ganging up on the tackle along with sophomore Gage Ashley. First and 10 for the Red Devils. They take over from their own 32-yard line on their second possession here of this first half. They do trail 7-0. Clay County with early lead, 9:29 mark of this first quarter. Miller in the gun. Hands off to Cotton. He's hitting the backfield, breaks a tackle, now under pressure again. Pinballs off another dog defender and squirts ahead. Do you see why Coach Lamb and others talk so well about Amari Cotton? I believe he's a junior for this Red Devil team, Thomas, and had him dead to rights in the backfield and a good dog defense. He's still evaded for about a 2-yard gain.
Yeah, you know he's got the speed and quickness. We really hadn't seen that yet, but he's also got the patience, doesn't he, John?
Yeah, mark down that tackle for Reese Adams.
Second 8 now. Clock ticking, 8:55 and dwindling here in the opening quarter. Tight end to either side, wide out to the left. Miller in the gun, same offensive set the Red Devils have had each time. Quarterback keeper off right side, naked boot, so to speak, after the play action, and not a whole lot there. Whoever's playing that far side corner, likely involved. That would have been Waylon Cherry, if so. They're saying Hayden Adams over the PA, and Thomas obviously had a better view than we did.
Yeah, Adams, and also Aiden Soto kind of holding that edge out there. I think it might have been the senior.
I'll call that a loss of one on that play.
Oh, yeah? Tackle for loss.
Yeah, he only gained 2 on first down with 2nd and 8. Now it's third and seven or so, right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Ball up to the 36 now. 3rd and 7. Passing situation again. Red Devils went 3 and out last time and threw incomplete on 3rd and 6. Miller to throw. Wideout steps up in the pocket. Quarterback draw. A hold going to be called, though. Thomas, you saw it. Aiden Soto absolutely tackled in the backfield by an offensive lineman, number 59.
Yeah, I mean, no question there. 2 hands around the waist and just drove him to the ground. Aiden Soto, the speed around the end off the edge.
Soto doing a nice job there. Of course, Soto transferred in last summer, late last spring, has been a great addition to this team. 70 tackles in his career coming into tonight. 5 of them for loss, Thomas, behind the line of scrimmage. And that's where he's at that time. Fixed to make another one had it not been for the hold.
Yeah, I think he's, you know, kind of unsung hero of that defense over there. He makes some plays that kind of go unnoticed at times, too. Holding the edge, you know, he doesn't look like a guy that could do that, but he does that throughout these games and plays really well on both sides of the ball. But I think he's a little underrated for his defensive skills.
Ball sitting now at the Joe Burns 26-yard line. Yard to gain is the 42. So third and around 16 here. Miller going to be in the gun. Cotton at his left hip, too wide to either side. Bound to be close to a delay of game. I don't see play clocks here. Miller to throw. Quick screen caught. Open field tackle going to be secured and made. Soto and Eads in on the stop, according to the PA announcer.
Clay Woody, number five on the catch.
Yeah, Cole Eads with the stop for sure right there. Good job by him from that safety position, that Rovers position. You know, he didn't get caught peeking in the backfield, Daniel, and made a good play there.
So another three and out for this Red Devil offense as they punt away on fourth and 11. Ball setting at the Red Devil 31 as they prepare to kick. Low snap. Shortstop pickup by the punter. Gets his foot to it. A high boomer. Hits in Bulldog territory and takes a Red Devil bounce to the 39-yard line, perhaps the 40. We'll have to see what the spot is, but a nice start offensively and defensively for the Dogs. I know Coach Lamb was worried. It is has been Paul Brake this week for Clay County, and any coach that's worth his salt is always going to worry about the kids not coming to school each week and having to play a football game Friday night. It's just a common concern, and so far, so good.
Yeah, and credit to him and his coaching staff, and we say that a lot, but he finds ways to keep his guys focused and tuned in. And, you know, I asked Aiden Soto that in the interview, Daniel, and he said, you know, really, to me, he thinks it's better. He's able to rest. He's able to focus only on football, and looks like that's what Clay County's done.
Dogs take over from their own 40-yard line, a 60-yard field in front of them. Soto going to have it off right side. Breaks one tackle, now brought down. Another loss there. Joe Burns, good lateral pursuit again. John pointed it out on the earlier rush. And perhaps it's the pass coverage of the Red Devils that is allowing this 32 points a game rather than the run defense.
Could be. That's both sides of the ball. You see them string it out pretty good.
Yeah, again, coming into this one, I thought that's – we all thought that's where Clay County had the advantage, is over the top of the defense against this secondary of the Red Devils. And we've
see
seen
Coach
that already.
Could be setting up maybe some – future plays down the field.
Loss of two makes it second and 12. Ball at the 38-yard line. Nate in the gun. Has time to throw. Penalty markers are out. Nate going to scramble. Stays lateral. Throws. Going to be caught
what
by Nolan.
Catch.
Not
wow.
Going to stand, though, I fear, due to the penalty. But, yeah, a great catch. One-handed variety. Tipped it to himself all with one hand and hauled it in. And Nolan Adams having another outstanding year here during his junior campaign. Receiving on the season, Nolan, 41 catches for 628 yards and 9 touchdowns already coming into tonight's contest. That's through 6 games, Thomas. Last year, he had 10 touchdowns in the entirety of the 12-game 2023 season, and that was good enough to tie him with Greg Craig for single-season touchdowns for a receiver. All time. That goes back to 1974. Of course, the leader there, Alec Kerr, who had 11 during that 15-game year in 2022. So Nolan Adams only 2 catches away, touchdown catches from tying the single-season record that stood. You know, we played football quite some time around here. And Nate Nolan, honestly, doing it better than any quarterback-receiver duo has ever done it before.
You saw that illegal shift or illegal formation call right there on that last play, guys.
Oh, is that what it was?
Penalty,
where's the ball?
Sending the 33 after the 5-yard penalty. Once again, thrown out to Nolan. Good timing there by the Joe Burns defensive back, number 5. John shared his name a moment ago. On the offensive side, he had a catch there. He has a good defensive play, forcing an incomplete pass. 5:15 mark of this first quarter. Clay County does lead 7-9.
Joe Burns is Clay Woody is number 5. Good defensive play right there.
So 3rd and 15. From the Bulldog, 33. Nate in the gun. 3 wide to the left. Soto also on that side. Nate going to roll left. Flips his hips. Looks downfield. Releases. Targeting Lance Burchett. Lance with it at the 50. Ooh, he's right at the stick. Should be enough for the first.
Just a great play design right there. It had everything flowing to the far sideline. Burchett cutting underneath on that flat route, John. And can you throw it any better again? I mean, that was a lot of mustard. You could hear it hit Lance in the brisket there.
Good mechanic. Daniel mentioned he flipped his hips around so he could make that throw back across the grain. Great play by the senior quarterback.
Perfect depth of route. Bob Burches will need it to 50 for the first. Got 1 yard past it to the 49. Now in Joe Burns territory. 16-yard hookup on the pass. Soto with positive yardage now, and a holding penalty going to be called against Clay County. Looks like Colton Brown had to grab a hold of one of those defensive linemen, perhaps. We don't talk enough about this Clay County offensive line. They're doing such a good job up front. Two of them, three of them, first-time starters from their positions. You've got Mondor Hidalgo at right guard, Caden Strong at right tackle, their first-time ever starters. Now, Hayden Adams, a veteran player, but he's playing center, never had to play that position in his life prior to this year. He's locking down that offensive line from the middle of it. And then the returner is Roland Holloway, who's only a sophomore, and Colton Brown, the junior, at left guard. So they've jailed into a pretty good unit in front of this talented Bulldog backfield.
I totally agree with you, and they'd get better every week, Daniel.
Holding penalty backs them up to the 40. Quick screen thrown out to Nolan. It's going to be a foot race here, and I think he'll win it. Perhaps that's one man to beat, caught by him. Nolan flipping the field down into Red Devil territory at the 35. After the holding penalty, Thomas, I think that one was snapped on from the 40.
Luke Miller on the stop for the Red Devils.
Ball now at the Joe Burns 32-yard line. What do you want to know, Thomas?
I missed the whole play.
Oh, he's a pass to Nolan.
Thank you.
Nate to Nolan on the catch.
Swing pass out left, short pass, and good yards after the catch.
Hand off to Soto from the 32. Soto up to the 25 and brought down. Nice burst right through the middle. And I think perhaps that's the place to attack Joe Burns between the tackles.
Could be. We saw him kind of shut down the edges. Maybe coach is kind of testing, poking around in there, see where the advantage may be.
Ball now resting at the Joe Burns 24-yard line, second and two. Line to gains the 22, 3:05 and ticking, first quarter. Clay County up 7-9. 60-yard touchdown pass from Nate to Lance on the first possession. Clay County now with their second possession. Snapping on the sixth play of the drive. Nate to throw, looks right, flips left, under pressure, rolls out, releases downfield, targets in. Lance Burkett. Burkett with the catch. The first Cousins hook up again. Two times in this first quarter. Touchdown Clay County, touchdown Bulldogs, but a penalty marker down. Could be off or not.
I don't know about that. Maybe. Ooh. Way downfield. Almost have to be holding defensive.
Well, this is about the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man.
No touchdown. Still 7-9.
The escapability.
Oh, sideline warning. Going to be called against Clay County here. No yardage, but the first warning. Coach Lamb being told by the official cannot get it on the playing surface. So some nights that's allowable, some nights it's not. So they're kind of going to have to stay on these sidelines. Ball now sending Thomas back at the 34. What a hookup there. It's off or not. But Nate, in the desperation time, Lance finding the open spot of the end zone, going to it, and just uncanny chemistry there.
It was, you know, just giving him a chance, throwing it where nobody else could go get it but Lance Burgett, and he went and got it, but doesn't count.
Second and about 13 to go here. Ball at the 34-yard line. Reverse play set up. Nolan with it coming off right side. Going to be caught from behind. Horse collar tackle. Will we see the penalty? We do not. Side judge had a great view of it, and he refuses to call it. Nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, and he, you know, I think he's got something going on over here with the Clay County sideline. We already saw the warning, Daniel, and a few other things going. And, you know, he's got his back to Coach Lamb, and he's just ignoring him.
2:16 and ticking, first quarter. Clay Kenny in a tough 3rd and 14 here. Coach Lamb.
Loss of 3 there for Nolan.
Everybody in the stadium knew.
Loss of 1.
Knew it was the call to make, guys.
Loss of 1. Ball at the near side hash. A great view for you if you're watching the video feed right outside of the camera here. 3 wide to the left. Nate rolls that way. Sets up. Unloads for the end zone.
Wow.
Has Nate touchdown, or has Nolan rather, for the 20th time in their careers, Senior Nate hooking up with Junior Nolan.
Not to be denied.
No, sir. This gave him a chance to have a little more yardage as he got the holding call to bring him back. Daniel likes to say that, and that's true tonight, guys. Great job by the Clay County offensive line, Aiden Soto, giving them a little chip on the edge right there. Nate Adams having plenty of time, set those feet, and just threw a laser for the score.
Those are usually the ones I would miss that wide open.
Yeah.
Whistles blowing prior to the Hernandez kick, I
think they're shutting down the play.
Joe Burns, encroachment. They were offsides.
Yeah, they blew the whistles.
Dead ball foul being called. White hat talking to Coach Lamb. That was the 10th receiving touchdown of the season for Nolan Adams. I looked it up earlier. Thomas, we'd speculated, you know, how many times had the brothers made the connection. 20 times in their careers. That was the 64th passing touchdown of senior quarterback Nate Adams' career.
Wow.
Second place locally for us is Stephen Arms for 46.
I think we
saw it offsides on Joe Burns. They've inched the ball up a little bit for this try.
Correct. Hernandez on for the kick. And it is good. 14-0 the score. Minute 46 left in this first quarter. Clay County up.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
The Clay County football coaches know
back
that leadership.
Mid play, Amari Cotton with an explosive, had a reverse on the kickoff, and he's going to take this to the house for a special teams touchdown. No penalty markers down. It was fielded by number 5. He started returning John to the left. Cotton on the reverse pitched it to him and went up the sideline. It took razzle dazzle, but that makes it 14-6. Joe Bernstein in this one. Minute 30 mark of this first quarter. After two consecutive three and outs, Joe Burns and Coach Robinson decided they needed to roll the dice on the special teams play and converted for the big touchdown. So 14-6.
It really disguised that well. I think it caught a bunch of people off by surprise.
We had good coverage until the field got reversed, and that's just tough. Probably had not seen that on film out of Joe Burns. Extra point kick is good. New score. Minute 30 left in the first quarter. Joe Burns 7, Clay County 14.
It's essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Kickoff return touchdown by Amari Cotton makes it 14-7. Clay County in front, but two offensive possessions for Clay County, two touchdowns, two offensive possessions for Joe Burns, and 2-3 and outs, Thomas. So special teams are there, and here's a special teams kick going to be picked up by Nolan at the one-yard line. Here he comes. Going to be taken down around the 17, and a penalty marker comes out. I believe they're going to get Clay County here for a block in the back. I can see the player. I can't identify the number. Looks like number 53. I may be seeing that wrong, but I think block in the back perhaps by Clay County.
Yeah, and Clay County's going to have to be careful here. You know, again, a one-score ball game after, the special teams play by the Red Devils 14-7 now. Now they're going to be backed up deep in their own territory, Daniel.
Passing the 10, going to the 9, now the 8-yard line, so a 92-yard field. Yeah, I'll call it the 8. A 92-yard field in front of the Clay County offense. What an opportunity to strike here. We saw Clay County 5 years ago in 2019. Jimmy Burchett on a fake punt conversion catch from Jake Ashlock, and they marched the field about 90 yards for a score. Talked to Jimmy about that earlier as he was down here preparing to watch his brother Lance.
Yeah, his freshman season, I think, Daniel.
Yep.
And, Clay County's got a chance to cover some yardage just like that.
Timeout going to be taken, I believe, Joe Burns. Clay County calling it. So Coach Lamb wanting to talk to his guys as they come out of the shadow of their own goalpost here. Minute 20 left in the first quarter. We'll be right back. Clay County up 14-7.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Solana you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Ready to add some color to your world? At Copeland's Rural Supply, they can match any color to bring your vision to life. Whether it's a fresh coat for your living room or a new look for your fence, their team is here to help you every step of the way. Visit them at 408 Brown Street and turn your project ideas into reality. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Adams in the gun from the 8-yard line. Hands off to Soto. Soto off right side of the 10, battling up to the 13 and brought down.
Sorry, I was muted. Nice tough run there by Soto.
Mm-hmm.
He carried a defender. Didn't really break the tackle, but he took him with him.
Soto on the season coming into the night, 56 carries for 312 yards, 5.6 average. Two touchdowns last year, had 816 yards and 9 scores. Ball now at the 14-yard line. Pick up a 6, makes it 2nd and 4. Game clock at 40 seconds and ticking in the first quarter. Dogs up 14-7, getting Soto again. Tries the left side, knocked ahead forward to around the 17. Should be 3rd and 1 if I say all that correctly. Should be the last play of the quarter as well, unless Coach Lamb just is desperate to sneak in one extra play. They will not have to snap if they don't want to. Nate appears to be standing near the sideline letting it go. So a good first quarter for Clay County. Going to be 14-7 thanks to the special team score from Amari Cotton. But it's been dominant black, purple, and gold so far. 14-7 at the end of one.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and lock it in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161 for both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports, where the Dogs lead the Red Devils of Joe Burns 14-7 headed into the second quarter. Here's your Bulldog stat summary brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. 12 plays, 159 total yards, and 2 touchdowns so far for this Clay County offense in 2 possessions. Nate Adams 5-for-6. 146 yards and a touchdown. You can't get much better than that for a start for him. Aiden Soto, 5 carries for 14 yards. Nate Adams, 3 catches, 70 yards. Lance Burchett, 2 catches for 76 yards already and a touchdown. Of course, Nolan Adams with the other touchdown, a 35-yarder. Defensively, Reese Adams, 3 stops in the first quarter to lead the way for Clay County. Give the tagline a minute, Daniel. You call this play.
3rd and 1 from the 17. Nate in the gun. Play action. Actually given to Soto. He has the first down and more across the 25 up to the 30 where he's finally run out of bounds.
This stat summary heading into the second quarter is brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee and Hermity Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home. Go online and do that at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. And folks, if you haven't, don't know anything about Eco Pounds, definitely look them up on the internet. You'll see they're doing amazing things out there in Henry Springs.
14-yard carry for Soto gives Clay County the first down. Low snap. They're trying to pick it up. Has the fall on it. So a rare low snap by Hayden Adams. We've talked about it. Probably not enough. I already mentioned it once in this broadcast, though, but done an outstanding job of moving to that very difficult position of playing center this year. Not a ton of low snaps, but certainly had one right then.
One of those positions where you only get noticed kind of if you do something wrong.
That's right. Loss of 6 to the team on the negative. Makes it 2nd and 16 from the 25. 2 wide to the left, 2 to the right. Nate rolls left, flips his hips around, looks downfield, drifts back to the right. Dumps it off. Going to be caught by Lance Burchett. 40, 45 to the 47. Run out of bounds. Another first down. And Lance Burchett having a monster game tonight.
Huge conversion right there on 2nd and long. Great play by Nate Adams. I started mentioning his escapability, just his mobility in general, is second to none, really, from what I've seen in high school football lately.
Sees the field well. Feels the pressure well. Able to feel the pressure and react to it, still keeping his eyes downfield to find those receivers. Nolan and Lance split left. Reese Adams and Cherry to the right. Nate in the gun. Rolls left. Soto blocking for him there. Gets north and south. Releases. Wants a big one. Going to be caught, but out of bounds. What a great toss and catch. It was indeed out of bounds.
I sure thought you could say he had 1 foot down, but we don't have the luxury of replay and stuff, and you felt like you didn't.
I don't think he had security of the football while the foot was down. He secured it prior to going to the turf, but either way.
Great athletic play.
Oh, man. And that's 2 now. 2, we saw the one-handed tip to himself earlier. 2 outstanding catches that no one's had that don't stand, unfortunately.
I was afraid Nate was going to take a lick. Did you happen to see what happened to him after the ball was released?
He got cleaned up, did he?
I don't know. I was just afraid. I followed the ball.
9:52 mark up the second. Dogs are up 14-7. This is their 3rd offensive possession.
Bold QB in me, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Feels those hits coming.
Trio set of receivers to the left, about a couple yards from midfield at the 47. Quick release. Nolan has it at the 45. Has some blocking. Gets to the outside now. 50. Across it and run out of bounds by Cotton. Cotton, a good job of breaking off there and moving on to play the next down. He's a solid player. He had a good game as a sophomore. They played him at quarterback last year at John Teeples Field. He's transitioned to tailback this year, Thomas. 3rd and 5 to 6 range here for the Dogs. It's at the Joe Burns 48-yard line. The line to gain is the 43. So 3rd and 5.
What I looked at, Daniel, had him listed as a wide receiver.
Did it?
It didn't say running back.
Okay.
But, I mean, that's not official or anything.
Sure. Worm Smith now playing running back for Clay County. He's right ahead of Nate. Nate going to go deep down the field. Gotta be, nearly intercepted. Penalty markers come out. Is this offensive pass interference? I saw a Red Devil fall. I didn't see any Clay County players infracted with.
I didn't see a flag.
Okay, so I just maybe I'm seeing the football that the kids are playing with on the sideline in the far side of the view.
It's a bit foggy out here.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the smoke from the tobacco barns we saw. Did you have the privilege of seeing any of those on your way in, John?
Smells like it.
I definitely saw smoke coming from a barn.
Yeah, they
big fourth down here, guys.
Certainly is. And you hear the motor engine starting to rev across the way. Ball sitting at the Joe Burns 48. Fourth and five. Two wide right with tight end Reese Adams. Nate in the gun. Nolan isolated left and another offside.
Wow.
I don't think this is going to be a first. I think you're going to see fourth and inches here. Based on what I'm seeing, we'll have to see.
Going to be close.
Yes, it will. I hope it's automatic first. They say bring them on. Bring them on.
Offsides and first down.
Yep. Side judge has waved the chains on. First and 10. What a job. Second time the hard count has produced a first down. And Thomas, as you mentioned, at this time it wasn't third and short. It was fourth and exactly five to go.
Yeah, it was. And just mental error so far for these Red Devils. Big special teams play as Clay County was trying to run away with this when they were up 14-0. Mari Cotton with a kickoff return touchdown to make it 14-7, Daniel. And other than that, the Red Devils hadn't had a whole lot go their way.
Timeout, Clay County again.
I think maybe even the White Hat may have called this one. We'll see. Either way, it is a timeout. Clay County coming over the 14-7 lead. 9:01 mark, second quarter.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. 9:01 mark second quarter, 14-7. 4-2, Clay County trying to win their first Region 4A contest of the year. Joe Burns sitting at 2-4 in the season. They are 0-1 in the region. Already have lost to Gordonsville, 14-48 the score in that one when they lost to Gordonsville. First and 10, Clay County in Joe Burns territory, the 43. Worm Smith playing a tight end right this time. Hand off to Cherry at tailback. A new look here. And Waylon Cherry, a burst of speed off the left side. Not a lot gained, but squirts ahead to about the 40. And a penalty marker out late here.
Yeah, we saw Caden Copeland and someone else kind of getting a little chippy in there. I'm not sure which way this one's going to go, Daniel.
So Copeland out there playing a
tight
end?
Sorry, Caden Strong.
Oh.
I said the wrong name.
Clay County faithful not liking whatever this call is. They're off to our left here, letting their frustration be known.
I wondered if they might try to crawl the crack back there on Nolan Adams, who come in and just decapitated the guy almost.
It was actually Reese that did
it was
that.
Reese,
and I was watching too.
But it was
they
clean.
Let it be clean. Yeah, it was
clean.
Not on that hit.
So
what a penalty.
I think you're looking at an unsportsmanlike maybe.
Well, it's a big one, I promise you that, because it's sitting back in Clay County territory at the 42-yard line. The line to gain is the Joe Burns 33. So 17 on that side, 8 on this side, 25 yards. So first and 25 after that 15-yard penalty. Two wide to the right with a tight end. Nolan by himself to the left. Nate looking that way. Wants him on the sideline. Can't go there. Going to break pocket, roll right. Still looking downfield. Outruns a man. Going to turn the corner. 50, 45. Runs out of bounds.
Where'd that start? 41?
Started back here. I called it as a 42.
43.
Okay, thank you.
42. I must have misspoke when I said 43. Ball now sitting back in Joe Burns' territory at the 43-yard line.
Again, I missed the play. Nate scrambling, correct?
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, he didn't have anybody open. He scrambled left first, and then he took it back all the way around the right-hand side. Luckily, Holloway was still engaged over there on that side.
Ball now sitting at the Joe Burns 43-yard line. Nate in the gun. Rolls right. Switches back left. Screen pass set up. Tight end screen. I believe that's Big Reese Adams with it. Reese running hard, and now a defensive face mask, I believe, coming out. Nice tight end screen. Penalty marker is down. Play started in the 43, we said.
Against us again.
This one going to come back. Yeah. Officials not being not very fond of Clay Kenny's execution tonight.
Must have been from the spot.
Yeah, yeah.
Down
hold penalty is. So
unless
ball
behind
at
behind the line of scrimmage, I guess.
Right. Ball at the 40. So it would have happened at the 30. So I don't know what you do on that, Thomas. I don't know if it's a 13-yard pass that 10 yards.
It don't count because the down is still sucking.
Right. So second and 7 here. Ball at the Joe Burns 40. Lots of penalties. Nate to throw. Breaks pocket right. Sets midfield. Steps up in the pocket. Throws to the left sideline. Going to be caught. Reese Adams. Nice catch. Going to be short. Not short, but plenty enough for the first is what I meant to say.
Great catch when the defender got there a little before the ball did, I thought. But he still held on.
10th play of the dog drive coming, if I've kept up with that, Chris.
Kind of hard to follow.
Ball on the edge of the red zone, Thomas, at the Joe Burns 20. 7:35 and ticking. Second quarter. Dogs up 14-7. Ball on the left side hash. Cherry splits out to the right. Reese Adams plays tight end right. Soto at the left hip. Adams hands off to Soto. He spins. Tries the right side of the Red Devil defense. Foot race to the edge. Gets past Miller. Cuts north and south. Gets near the 5 and knocked out of bounds. Soto with just a wonderful run and did a lot of it on his own there.
Hard to see all the way down there in that corner. He took a lick there at the end. I thought he was out of bounds, but apparently he wasn't. He's still in play.
Ball spotted at the 12. Should be second and 2. 11th play of this dog drive coming. They started all the way back at their 8-yard line, if you recall, at the 120 mark of the first quarter. Now we're at the 644 mark of the second, trying to complete this 92-yard drive. Nate gives the Soto right up the heart of the defense. Gets the first down. Going to move the sticks. Keep the clock moving. Ball setting down at the 6-yard line. First and goal, Clay Cannon. Tenth meeting between these squads. Clay County 5-4 in this series. They've won the last 5 straight.
And never played in history until?
Not until 2015 when they were made region opponents by the TWSAA. First and goal from the 6. Play action keeper. Dumps it off. Going to be caught. And that's Lance Burchett, I think. Is that Lance? Burchett with his second touchdown of the night. Nate Adams with his third touchdown of the night. We've only played a quarter and a half.
He had a choice there. He probably could have easily walked in with it.
Yeah.
But he saw his cousin and just tossed it right over the top for the big touchdown.
66th passing touchdown in the storied career of Nate Adams. Manny Hernandez on for the extra point. He's 2-2 on the night. Snap, set, kicks away. It looks good. It is good. 5:59 mark of the second. Clay County up 21-7.
Salina Healthy Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports, where the Dogs now lead the Red Devils of Joe Burns 21-7, 5:59 left here in the first half. And here's your dog draft summary brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 92-yard drive, and they did it on 12 plays in 7 minutes and 21 seconds. The highlights of that one was Lance Burchard, a 22-yard catch, and then Reese Adams, another 20-yard score to set up Lance Burchard's second touchdown from quarterback Nate Adams through the air tonight, a 6-yarder to put Clay County back ahead by 2 possessions. This dog drive sermon has been brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Hernandez boots it, fielded at the 15, tackled by Reese Adams. So Joe Burns takes over for their third offensive possession of the night. They've only run 6 offensive plays.
Yeah, and Clay County's had it the entire second quarter.
2-3 and outs on the prior Red Devil possessions.
Total domination by the Clay County offense. One special teams mishap. The Amari Cotton, they've shut him down offensively, Daniel, but we know he's a great athlete, and if you give him the crease, he showed he could take it real quick.
Absolutely. Well, we know this Clay County defense ain't going to allow a whole lot, so it might take a special team. Clay County giving up 14 points a night on average, but, you know, the biggest tally we've gave up this year was 30 in that opening contest against York at home. After that, 17 to Westmoreland, 7 to Jackson, shut Monterey out, gave up 24 to Portland, and 6 to Monroe County. Of course, one touchdown against Westmoreland with special teams also. Dog defense continues. Ball carrier number 11 gets his helmet knocked off. Reese Adams coming in over the top, knocking off the headgear, and it was Bryson Sharp playing, Co-Leeds. Co-Leeds the primary. Reese Adams just as much the primary, though, basically a half tackle each. Probably a tackle for a loss. Yeah. Play originated at the 30, and it's back there at the 27, so a loss of 3. And we'll call it 2, makes it second 12.
New ball carrier there for Joe Burns, Nathan Nunez, number 11.
5:30 and ticking, and what a quiet place right now. There's no life in this Joe Burns team or in that Red Devil stadium across the way. Not a big crowd. Actually, Clay County may have almost as big a crowd as Joe Burns does here. Running back at either hip, fake tall sweep, going to be a throw. It is caught right up the gut. Creative play. Nice play call there by Joe Burns. Tackle going to be sniffed out and made by Worm Smith.
Yeah, Worm.
John saying 30, and on the tackle, so that's Bryson Sharp also involved. Pick up of a couple there. Advances the ball back up to the 32-yard line, where it's 3rd and 8 for Joe Burns. So they're on the threat here of going 3 and out for the 3rd straight offensive possession. Coach Dickerson going to have to be pleased with that one.
Sharp, went pretty good hammer right there on that play.
Sharp, after having that ankle injury, he's been gimpy for a few weeks. Good to have him back healthy. Miller to throw. Will he get it off? I don't know. He's under a lot of pressure. Going to roll. Going to throw. Going to be tipped. Going to be intercepted. It's Warner Adams, and he's tiptoeing down the sideline. Runs over a man crammed. It's still in bounds. You may have saw John's head there, but you see all the frivolous activity on the sideline. Clay County celebrating the big Worm Smith tipped interception, the second of his career. Thomas, you know when he had his other one, do you not?
Yeah, no doubt. The 2022 state title game as a sophomore, Worm Smith with a big play there.
It was a tipped one as well.
It was. He's always dropped back in coverage. You think about him being an enforcer, but Worm gets back in coverage quite a bit, Daniel, and did a great job there collecting the carom and getting what he can, lowering the boom.
Got an injured Red Devil down on the Clay County sideline here. We're going to go to injury timeout. 4:16 left in this second quarter. Clay County up 21-7.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Fortunately, that injured Red Devil, looks like number 23, he's up and off the field under his own power. 4:16 mark of this second quarter. Clay County taking over for their fourth offensive possession. 3 touches, 3 scores. The last one, a 92-yard, 12-play touchdown drive that chewed up over 6 minutes. Thomas, this is going to be a short one. Thanks to Worm Smith's interception and return. Clay County short field here.
Yeah, we talked about Clay County's offense in this contest. So this defense is just absolutely dominating. 3 and out. The only other 2 drives that Joe Burns has had, the Red Devils, and an interception on the next one.
Ball sitting at the 25-yard line, a short field for the Dogs. Nate in the gun. Fakes to Soto, going to run right. Quarterback run all the way. Has blocking on the edge, gets around the corner, and run out of bounds. Cotton, no, not Cotton, another player, number 17, doing a nice job over there, stepping up.
I was going to let you try it.
Markarion.
Markarion Hyde, that's how I would say
it. Yeah, I think you're right. It sounds a lot better than Markarion. Markarion, yeah.
Freshman wide receiver.
Joe Burns, a strong program. We talked about it on About a Bulldog History. 2-time state runner-ups in single A. Of course, longtime head coach Tom Atkins did such a great job over here from the fall of 94 through just 2 seasons ago. This is the second season that he's not running this program. One of his sons, I believe, was quarterback during those runner-up years, and he's an assistant on this staff. Soto on the carry off left side. Thomas didn't see where it started at.
I had the 16.
Yep.
Okay.
Up to the 12, maybe?
They're going to give him the 13 with the spot.
Should be first down, maybe.
It is. First and 10. First and 10 from the 13. Clay County looking to go up another possession. 3:35 and ticking. Second quarter, 21-7 the score. Dogs in front. 3 passing touchdowns already for Nate Adams. 2 of them to Lance, 1 of them to Nolan. Dumped off to Reese Adams, his 3rd catch of the night. Going to be hit and brought down by Red Devil. Nice job there. Of course, we saw Reese get pretty involved over at Portland. Tried to involve him last week in the rain game on Thursday night at Monroe County. Just had trouble hooking up with him offensively. But Clay County, probably their biggest offensive struggles of the year coming last week in Monroe County.
Yeah, just over 200 yards in that contest. Of course, a lot of it was probably weather-driven, Daniel, for sure. But that's what I'm saying. You know, I think they're a little frustrated with that. And tonight they wanted to come out here and really open it up, and that's what we're seeing. About a 4-yard gain, I think.
It was. I'm just quick calling yards for you. I don't know why, Thomas. Ball up there on the – looks to be the 8-yard line or so right now. Nate in the gun rolls left, flips the hips, looks to the end zone, nobody home. Now he's going to run. Now he dumps it off, going to be intercepted in the end zone by Joe Burns. Only the 4th interception of the year by Nate. And that's one of those that he'd love to have back, but what a efficient year he's having up to this point. 20 passing touchdowns to only 4 interceptions. So I'll take that ratio any day, guys.
Yes.
And I know right about it. And that one, you know, wasn't really what you think of as an interception. Right. He's just kind of throwing it across
the top. He just wants to make a play so bad that
yeah.
If he just took what he had, it had another down to play, you know, we'd probably have some points on the board.
Probably would have. So ball comes out to the 20-yard line where Joe Burns has it first and 10, 2:26 left in the second quarter. Dogs are up by two possessions, 21-7. Miller to throw, quick screen, going to be caught by Hyde. Hyde brought down. Cherry on the tackle out there. Pickup of about eight as they set the football down at the 28. Second and two now.
About the biggest play we've seen
yeah.
in Joe Burns.
It is.
The offense, anyway.
2 minutes left in this first half. Two wide to the right, two to the left. So Joe Burns playing with fire here. Already one interception. They are trailing by two scores, so Miller probably going to be going to the air. Look for Nate Adams and this dog defensive backfield to get some more picks. Rolling Holloway coming
wow.
down lower in the boom. I heard that one all the way up here. Holloway didn't give an inch to the ball carrier, though. Maybe even injured on the play.
Hayden Adams in the middle of that, too, at the bottom.
Yeah, he was. I'm telling you, Rolling Holloway, like a big bear standing there, just really filled the hole. You can't block the guy.
No.
And he's coming on with just that attitude that he needs to play in that interior down there. And again, we see this line on both sides of the ball get better every game.
Talk to Rowan's dad, Chad Holloway, trainer, and on the sideline before the game started, and just bragged on Rowan and the job he was doing this year. And, of course, Chad, a teammate of mine and John's, going back there to the late 90s. And Chad, a big guy. Rowan, even bigger, though. He's going to be bigger. Both of them move very well for their size. And that's why you saw Rowan tackling the very athletic Amari Cooper. Not Amari Cooper, but Cotton. Amari Cotton. Amari Cooper's pretty athletic, too.
He didn't
back
just
his
tackle
time,
him.
Rowan
he punished him, Daniel.
So that was Cotton on that last carry.
Yeah, I think his helmet was knocked off on the contact. Timeout taken on the field. Minute 14 left here in this second quarter. Clay County up 21-7.
Wondering what to do when your skid steer breaks a track or it lays down in the middle of a project? If so, you don't have to look far. Just go to H&H Auto and Equipment Parts in Salina. They can help you get back up and running with rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more that meet or exceed industry standards. So depend on Chris and Derek Hicks at H&H as your source for reliable, high-quality replacement equipment parts endorsed with the same certifications as OEMs. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports late in this second quarter.
Yeah, no doubt. And we appreciate Clay Power Sports and owner Eli Schmucker for giving us the opportunity, being the presenting sponsor here to make this trip to Cedar Hill, Tennessee for this game, this big region 4A contest between Clay County and Joe Burns.
Third and one after Cotton picked up only one on second and two. Now Miller going to run the quarterback draw. Moves the sticks. Minute six and the clock will wind once they get things set up here. Joe Burns getting feisty. Their first down of this contest, Thomas.
Yeah, and there's a little joy from that sideline over there, finally.
First and 10, Red Devil. Time getting short here in the quarter, though. 50 seconds in ticking. Going to play it three wide to the right. Opportunity for an interception coming up as the Red Devils try to hit a big aerial attack in this final minute. Miller in the gun. Rolls right. Has targets downfield. Now under pressure. Going to be set. Head behind. Ball's loose. That's a live ball. Goes out of bounds. Joe Burns able to maintain possession.
Guess
who was that with the pressure from the backside? Hayden Adams, hustling, what a motor on that young man.
It's got to be a sack, I guess. Was he behind the line guy?
Why, yeah, he ends up losing because of the – it's basically a strip sack credited with it. Well, looking at the down marker is the only thing I've seen. Where did it start, did we say? 39? That's where it's sitting. That's what you get on the screen, so – normal variety stop there by Hayden, but what a hustle. 33.2 seconds left on this second quarter clock. Joe Burns breaking huddle here, second and 10. Yeah, that down marker now back in line where it's supposed to be. So nothing lost. Miller with it. Screen pass set up. He's under pressure again. Steps up in the pocket. Rolls right. Still looking downfield. Going to toss it. Nolan Adams going to intercept it. Do we have blocking? Going to go out of bounds with a little bit of a return. So Nolan Adams again. No surprise that Clay County ends up intercepting another there. Nolan Adams on the season. Had two picks. Give him three now. The seventh of his career. It just don't have much, Thomas. Every fifth attempt, something like that. We talked about it on the way over here.
Maybe not even that many. I mean, Joe Burns went to there, four times tonight, four or five. You may be right. But we've gotten two of those, two picks so far for Clay County.
50-yard field in front of this Clay County offense after the interception. Coach Lamb with his foot on the gas, wanting some more. Nate Adams rolls right, steps up in the pocket. Now going to run up to the 45, caught from behind and wrestled down. Timeout taken by Coach Lamb. 9.4 seconds left. We'll stay with you on the air here during this timeout. Of course, we'll be hearing from our sponsors at the break coming up after the next 9.4 seconds here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. And let's talk about Clay Power Sports just one more time. That presenting sponsor, Thomas, they stay covered up, busy down there, working on all kinds of boats, doing winterizations and things right now. And anybody who needs a side-by-side or anything like that, they've got those two lawn mowers. And we were talking about businesses on the way over here and keeping a good outside appearance. Well, they do so. Always looks good down there.
Yeah, it does. And, one thing they've really gotten into lately is they're a big provider of outboard engines right now, repowering a lot of boats. If you've got a boat, you're looking for a new motor, Eli and the Gaming at Clay Power Sports can get you one at a great deal.
I may have to go visit them myself. My old Mercury 40 horse has seen better days. Last play, perhaps, of this quarter. Clay County snapping from the 45 after Nate picked up five on the scramble. Nate rolls right, steps up, releases a laser, going to be caught by Lance. 2.8 seconds on the clock. I don't know if they'll get up there and clock it. Do they call it a catch? They do. Lance with the catch. Thomas, they place it at the 24. We had one timeout left. Or no? Yes. Manny Hernandez is going to go out, trying to add the field goal. So Clay County taking this timeout. Thomas, any finishing thoughts there about Clay Power Sports during this timeout before the kick?
Well, they're just easy to find below the bridge. Again, you talked about their dealership. And another thing that's really impressive, I think, and if you haven't been down there, it's just a short trip. Next time you're in town, drop over the square by the Sheriff's Department, below the old Oshkosh building, and head down towards Black Bottom, and you'll see Clay Power Sports. You can't miss them down there. But it's their inside store. What they've got in there is just will blow you away. If you haven't been in there, go check it out, folks. Everything from Costa sunglasses to Hey Dude shoes to the best fishing department in the entire region. So Manny Hernandez, big opportunity for the senior kicker right here, Daniel. He's been perfect of late.
He's setting at the 31-yard line, 41-yard field goal attempt coming for Manny Hernandez. Snap, set, whistles blow, the kick's away. It was short and a little wide, but he'll get another opportunity here. Joe Burns was offsides. So Manny's going to move it forward 5 yards and try it again. It'll be a 36-yard attempt.
What was the line of scrimmage?
Line of scrimmage was a 24. So Lance and Nate hooked up from the 45 down to the 24, gain of 21 on that, with the intention of setting up this field goal. So an excellent job. Caught it right between the hashes, putting Manny straight on forward here. So the tee now sitting at what we'll call the 26-yard line, 36-yard attempt coming. Nolan to snap, Nate to hold. Joe Burns is trying to, that's twice now they've been offsides on these special teams plays, trying to get a jump on it. 1.7 seconds on this second quarter clock. Dogs up 21-7. Hernandez trying to make it 24-7. Joe Burns dropping the return. Snap, set, kick. It's blocked. Live ball here. Going to be picked up by Red Devils and immediately taken down. Quarter's going to end right there. They've got 17 seconds on the clock for some reason. That's the half. Yes, that is the half. At halftime here, Joe Burns High School. It's the Red Devils 7, the visiting Clay County Bulldogs 21.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers various best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect. Got a local event you're planning and wondering how to promote it? If so, let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce know. The local chamber is your source for promoting local happenings, and they do it in a wide array of ways, all free to the public. They can spread the word in print, online, and on social media, all to help your event be a big success. So give them a call at 931-243-3338. Take advantage of their free service to the community and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce help you get the word out about your next local event.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
At Salina Lumber, they are your local handyman. Their dedicated staff thoroughly understand their products and services and are there to help you find exactly what you need. They can also help you get a project started, and they will stick with you until the end. So come find the support you need to make your next project a success today at Salina Lumber, or give them a call at 931-243-3315. Whether you're looking into renovating, replacing, or building new, depend on a family business that's been serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Cedar Hill, Tennessee at Joe Burns High School for their Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Joe Burns 21-7 here at the break. It's time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your first half breakdown. Clay County playing both ways, just lockdown defense and explosive offense so far. Three and outs on the first two possessions for Joe Burns and two touchdowns for Clay County as Nolan Adams caught a pass on the first drive to set up a Lance Burchett 60-yard touchdown reception from Nate Adams. The PAT was good by Manny Hernandez, and Clay County led 7-0 at the 9:38 mark of the first quarter. Joe Burns again had to punt. Clay County took advantage again. Nate found his brother Nolan for 28 and then for 35 yards for the score. Manny banged it through and Clay County was rolling. They were up 14-0 about a minute a little over a minute left in the first quarter. And then Joe Burns with a big kickoff return touchdown by Amari Cotton on the ensuing kickoff. And they cut it back to a 14-7 score with a minute 30 left in the first. Clay County then had a special teams fumble of their own and set them back and plus a penalty at their own 8-yard line. And they went to work, ran out the rest of the first quarter and half of the second stanza before they scored on I think it ended up being a 9-12 play, 92-yard drive that covered 7.5 minutes. And big plays on that one, Lance Burchett with a 22-yard catch and then a 6-yard touchdown from Nate Adams to make it 21-6. And then 21-7 here at the break. Worm Smith and Nolan Adams stopped the next two Joe Burns drives with interception, and then Clay County missed a field goal to end the first half as it was blocked by a Red Devil. Again, Clay County leads 21-7 here at the break in Joe Burns for the Dogs. They have a total of 291 yards and 3 touchdowns on 29 plays here at halftime. Nate Adams 11-15, 224 yards and 3 TDs. He does have an interception, which came he swapped another touchdown basically for a pick, or he'd have 4 at this point. But just what a first half for the star senior quarterback so far. Rushing the ball, Clay County has 67 yards on 14 carries. Leading the way is Aiden Soto tonight. He has the majority of those with 45 yards. Nate Adams does have 3 carries for 29 yards. Defensively, no surprise here. Reese Adams having a monster first half as he has 7 tackles at this time. We have Cole Eads with 3 and then several others with 1. Warren Smith has 2. Of course, also the INT and Nolan Adams with an interception. So Clay County playing some good football here, and they lead 21-7 here at the break in Cedar Hill. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Family owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell, Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials to 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately?
Thank you for that, Thomas. I'm going to go ahead and throw in my stats here for Joe Burns. Through the air, Luke Miller's 2-for-6, 13 yards and 2 interceptions. Pretty good defense there. On the ground, Amari Cotton has 5 carries for 9 yards. Luke Miller has 2 carries for a total of 2 yards. And Nathan Nunes, 1 carry for -3. I'll let you figure up that total yardage there. Not much to speak of. Amari Cotton does have a 70-yard kickoff return touchdown. Join us when we come back to the Halftime Show.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a PIN to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Locally owned and operated by Chris and Derek Hicks, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts proudly serves Clay County and surrounding areas with all their parts needs. Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or construction equipment part. And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Welcome back here to Joe Burns High School. Clay County leading at the half, 21-7 over the Red Devils. Time now on the Pauper Grove Body Shop halftime show for the local sports lowdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. We'll start off with youth league football. The teams are in the midst of a double bye as they enjoyed the day off last weekend, and will do so again tomorrow. Current records have the flag team 1-2, the juniors 2-1, and the seniors are 1-1. Action resumes on October the 12th when Gordonsville comes to John Teeples Field. Salina Junior High football. The Junior High Dogs have ended their season by dominating Monterey in the Cumberland Valley Conference Class A Championship game last Saturday, completing an outstanding 7-2 season. Scoring during the offensive onslaught came from a host of Dogs. Nehemiah Hamilton led the way. He had a 5-touchdown day, 4 rushing and 1 via punt return. Cameron King had 1 rushing touchdown, and 2-point conversions came from Easton Adams, Matthew Duke, and Broken Maxfield. Head coach Marty Maxfield's team went undefeated against conference opponents for the year, beating Piggott County and Monterey each twice, and also winning over Red Bull and Springs in Jackson County. Their non-conference games included a win over Clinton County, Kentucky, and losses to Overton County and Monroe County, Kentucky. A great year for them. On to basketball now at Sonic K-8. Tennessee Tech football. John Hamilton and Tennessee Tech are now 2-2 overall, and they're 2-0 in OVC play after going to Gardner-Webb University last Saturday and coming away with a big 52-21 win. Tech will be at home tomorrow for non-conference action against South Carolina State. That game is scheduled for a 1:30 kick. Clay County High School volleyball. Coach Chambers and the Lady Dogs set at 5-10 overall and 4-8 in the district after wrapping up the regular season. Early in the week, they traveled to Monroe County, Kentucky, and came home with a 0-2 defeat. But yesterday, had a nice 2-1 win against Cumberland County, Kentucky in Joe Sims Gym. Up next is the district tournament on Monday when Coach Chambers and the girls go to Gainesboro to battle Jackson County in elimination action. The team split with the Lady Blue Devils back during the season. Clay County High School coach cross country. Coach Jermaine McElwain's squad ran last Saturday at Cookeville High School No one placed overall, however, all runners improved on their times with new personal best performances. And finally, Clay County High School Golf. The team led by head coach Joe Adams and assistant Andrew Mendes finished second in the region tournament and brought a plaque back to Clay County. Brady Daly and Aiden Keene both qualified for the Class A State Tournament next Monday and Tuesday at the Sevierville Golf Club. They'll be playing on the river course. Both boys will be allowed a practice round on Sunday, and fans can follow along the live scorecards on the TWSWA website. For full information, check the Clay County Golf Team Facebook page. We'll have a lot of basketball action coming up soon in Clay County, including things like Tyreek Key playing in the G League for the Toronto Raptors. And, of course, you got Katie Arms, and she, I don't know if she's still at Freed or not, but we'll be getting all that and others. Madison Hayes joining that Ball State squad and stuff like that. Thomas, any thoughts on golf or volleyball that maybe I didn't hit? You sometimes know more than I do.
I think you got to go back to that golf team for sure.
That's huge.
That's huge. Yeah. I mean, that's only happened. They're just the two out of four that's ever done it,
yeah.
I think. B.J. Emerton and maybe Dalton Strode.
Of course, Savannah did in girls.
Right, I'm talking about boys.
Right.
And then you got two in the same year. That's never happened.
Great.
So,
and both the underclassmen, but not seniors.
Yeah, exactly.
Had a chance to do it again next year.
So that's a huge accomplishment for those two.
Absolutely. Both of them juniors. This week's Oak Sports Holdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out the new Premier Checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust. Come grow with us. Time for a scoreboard update brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Give John a moment to get his headset on, and he will rock and roll with that.
Still gathering a few, but I can rattle off some. Maybe I can multitask. Monterey 28, Cascade 0 at the half. Gallatin 14, Cookeville 14. White County 17, nothing over Cumberland County in the second. Gordonsville 14, Forest 13.
I thought that might be a good one.
No quitting the Tigers.
York 14-0 over Oneida at the half. Bledsoe 14, Whitwell 6 at the half. Of course, last night, Westmoreland 7-6 over East Robb. Got some other scores I'm looking for, guys, but that's all I got right now.
Scoreboard. Go ahead. I didn't know yet.
Halftime scoreboard update brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They're the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements.
Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina. Lost my spot. I could probably rattle it off by memory, but I ain't supposed to say that because fresh is what they do. They are on the bypass in Salina, though. The winner will receive through the mail Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So tonight, the Dogs battle Joe Burns in the seventh game of the season. In the seventh game of the 1998 season, head coach Jerry Strong led the 3-3 Salina High team into action as they hosted Macon County. Brandon Gore scored on a 23-yard fumble return touchdown. What other player rushed for 127 yards, including touchdown runs of 60 and 49 yards, as the Bulldogs won 20-6? If you think you know the answer to that, please send in your guesses to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. We'll read it one more time, I guess, before we get into action. It's always hard to after that takes place. So tonight, the Dogs battle Joe Burns in the seventh game of the season. In the seventh game of the 1998 season, head coach Jerry Strong led the 3-3 Salina High team into action as they hosted Macon County. Brandon Gore scored on a 23-yard fumble return touchdown. What other player rushed for 127 yards, including touchdown runs of 60 and 49 yards, as the Bulldogs won 20-6? If you think you know that answer, please send your guesses in. Got some guesses coming in. Superfan Sam Daniels' guess is Benji Bailey, an outstanding guess, a senior tailback on that squad, but incorrect. Benji Bailey also being guessed by Linda Strong. Travis Crabtree, a player on that squad, guesses senior Jason Ashley. He's the fullback. Great guess, but incorrect. Libby Thompson guesses Brian Plumley. He was 1 year graduated in the fall of 98.
He was a 98 graduate, but, of course, he was already gone. Fall of 97 was his senior year. Waylon Cherry, a nice little return. Sets Clay County up with good field position. Matt Adams being guessed by Melissa Smith. Once again, Matt was a senior in the fall of 97. So the fall of 98 that I'm referring to, those guys already gone. Greg Strong guesses Derek Scott, another member. John, they're all over your class. But you guys were 1 year gone in the fall of 98. Norhead Hamilton also guessing Jason Atchley. Julian Colson guessing Brian Plumlee.
They're all around it. I think I know the answer.
We have a correct answer. It comes in from Linda Strong. She says Daniel Strong. And that's correct. It was me. 127-yard rushing, and including a 60- and 49-yard touchdown run against Macon County in the fall of 98.
Impressive.
Kind of, you know, my feelings are hurt a little bit that nobody guessed me sooner. But, no, I'm just kidding about that. That's right, why I did that one. Not from a conceited standpoint, but from a tricky one, because who would have thought, you know?
Yeah. Well, I thought Chris Bartlett.
Yeah, for sure. Benji Bailey, Chris Bartlett, those are some early thoughts. Jason Ashley. We've got action going on. Thomas isn't getting any lines. Thomas, this drive started at the 35, had an 8-yard play up to the 43. So it's second and two from there. Nate with it, drops back, looking to pass. That's a big one. Going for Cherry. Cherry on the sideline, catches it. What a grab. Waylon Cherry hauling it in. Sure-handed, flip the body around. Great concentration, great placement by Nate. So congratulations to Linda Strong. Her second win of the year here on the Subway Trivia Challenge. Tim McLaren went in last week on this, so Mama will be receiving a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a 6-inch certificate from Subway.
Really impressive there to me by Nate. Again, that's not the first, probably second or third ball he's picked up off the ground, rolled back to him, which he just acts like it's a normal snap.
Part of it. And up to Soto from the 29. Aiden running straight ahead. Barrels ahead to around the 20. Nice little game. Of course, local owners of Subway, Greg and Melissa Brandon, their sandwich artists ready to take your order online, in person, or in the Subway app every day on 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Soto with the nice run. Started from the 29. Advanced all the way up to the 21. Gain of 8. We'll call it second and 2. .9:45 and ticking here, 21-7. Only a 2-possession game, but if you've been following from the start, this one's never really felt in question. The Red Devils, only one first down offensively. Their touchdown came on a special teams play. Nate with it, rolls right, looks downfield, plenty of time, nowhere to go with the football, puts on a burst of speed, runs out of bounds. Picks up a couple of yards, I believe, prior to doing so, probably enough for the first.
I got a comment on that history question, Daniel. You know, I don't know if anyone would have gotten it if your mother hadn't. That was a pretty good idea, for sure.
Yeah, she only guessed as a last resort, if you didn't notice, you know.
It's pretty hard to believe numbers, too, I'll just be honest.
I was wrong. Travis Crabtree also coming in with the answer, and also Narhead Hamilton, history guru.
Yeah, that's right. Ken Folks and classmates. Ball now sitting, guys, at the 14-yard line.
Good game, man.
Yes, it was. Holding flags coming out. This one coming back. Soto off the right side, down inside the 10 on the carry. But it'll come back. It's really tough to see. We're calling this thing from the 35-yard line on the opposite end of the field. Nice little crow's nest visiting press box here, Joe Burns High School. But we're accustomed to being closer to the 50, having the balanced approach. And Thomas, when they get way off to the left down here, it gets tough to see those yard lines.
It does.
Unfortunately, a little easier to see now as the holding penalty marches it back towards the camera here. Ball sitting at the 24-yard line, where I think it's first in a bunch. First and 20 from the 24, so a first down can be gained at the 4-yard line. Nate in the gun, 3 wide left. Rolls left, flips the hips, releases. Caught by Nolan, out of bounds. Nolan ran out of bounds. The 16-yard line, gain of 8.
PA announcer says, and he is correct. 21-7, 8:40 and ticking here in the third quarter. Dogs up. They have not trailed in this game, led the whole time. Trying to get to 5-2 on the year, 1-0 in Region 4A play. From the 16 now, wide side of the field being the right. Nate rolls that way, now steps back left, now throws for the end zone. It's caught by Nolan Adams in the corner. 8:29 mark of the third, and somehow Nate just finding Nolan over there. I don't even know if it was part of the design play. Just,
was that not like back across his body?
It was kind of one of those off-platform throws that Nate does so well. He sidearm releases at times when it's necessary. You know, he'll bend his body around defenders and do things that a lot of folks can't even think about. Hernandez, point after. It's good. 28-7, 8:29 mark third quarter. All Clay County.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So, Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Nolan Adams with that touchdown catch, that gives him 11 on the season. That puts him in a tie with Alec Kerr for single season touchdown catches. He may break that tonight. He's already got two. Lance Burchett has two. Of course, Nate now with 67 career touchdown passes.
That's just an unreal number.
It is.
You know, it's 67 touchdown passes.
Yeah. And we said before, the great Stephen Arms had 46. He was way ahead of everybody for years. And now Nate's at 67. Now, Nate will give credit to the receivers all day long. He talks about his freshman year when Keaton was hurt and he got to throw to Jimmy and to Alec and those guys.
And he got
and
to play a lot his freshman year.
He did, a four-year player.
Uh-oh.
And another special teams flyer by the Red Devils. Could it be another score? And I think it's going to be. No, running out of bounds. What an effort by Soto. Inside the 10. Of course, as I was referencing Stephen, I looked over at him. Fortunately, Clay County has been able to retain his wisdom as an assistant coach up here in the booth on the road. He's kind of Coach Lamb's handler, drives him to the ball games and hauls the equipment and then helps with the offense from the booth. And just he would never talk about the role he plays, Thomas, but Stephen Arm's invaluable with his wisdom and experience and just his calm and demeanor to everybody.
Yeah, I think so, too, no doubt. And those ties you talk about to this program, you know, Coach Lewis fit right in here.
Yeah.
But he's not a Salina or a Clay County. And,
right.
And
born
in
Corporal,
played
in Corporal.
On a lot of these guys, including Coach Arms.
Yeah.
For that.
So Joe Burns.
Clay Woody on the big return, the kickoff.
Can they score offensively? 28-7.
All the way down to the 10.
Starting off first and goal. Premium field position. Three wide to the left. Going to be a jet sweep to Cotton. No, a fake to him. Give up inside to 11. A burst up the middle. Nice little run. He's not going to get the end zone. Picks up 4 to 5 yards depending on the spot. Nolan Adams coming up from his safety position. Joined by Lance Burgett.
Good run by freshman Nathan Nunez.
Second goal from the 5.
Kind of use Cotton as a decoy on that one, huh?
Mm-hmm. Faked the jet to him, gave off underneath. Miller, a big-bodied quarterback, he's ran the draw a couple times. Wouldn't surprise me to see him keep it himself. Three wide to the left, Cotton in motion, left to right, faked to him. Play action pass coming, ball's released, going to be caught for the touchdown. Made it look easy. Joe Burns striking, making this thing a two-possession ball game, guys. We have been comfortable all night. But you look at the scoreboard, and it's the mid-third quarter, 28-14. This thing far from over.
Yeah, and this is a great job. I mean, that's what Clay County was worried about, and honestly every team, is the explosiveness of the athletes that these Red Devils have. And we've seen it twice tonight, almost two kickoff return touchdowns, and just a great play design right there as they kind of got lost the coverage, Daniel, wide open in the end zone on the little crossing route, John.
Yeah, sure enough, he had slipped through the cracks.
Point after is no good.
Number two, Wesley Frost on the touchdown catch there.
15 more. Oh, a flag down here. Downtown Colton Brown near the scene of the crime. Not sure what took place. Winehat going to address the sideline in the crowd. I don't think Colton did anything wrong. He just happened to be standing closest to the flag. Looks like offsides against Clay. Re-kick after they move it forward a yard and a half. What do you think? Third one of these special teams infractions we've seen tonight. Of course, Joe Burns with two of them. I guess Clay County now with one.
Definitely a half the distance against Clay County.
Oh, yeah. We'll try this again. So the kick was bad. Now they'll have another attempt to make it good. Snap and another jump. Trying to time that snap. So it was 36 inches. It's been cut to 18. Now it'll be cut to 9. So do you change your mind and go for 2, 9 inches away from the goal line? Do you put Miller under center and just go for it?
That's what they're doing.
Let Cotton get behind him and push.
Here comes a personnel change.
Absolutely. If you can't get 9 inches, that's where it should be sitting. It's had the distance twice now. I'm curious to see just the visual of where that ball is going to be. Have to get out of tape measure.
Yeah, it's close.
Oh, yeah. The 9-inch line.
This is Roland Holloway and Hayden Adams and Colton Brown right here, and those linebackers coming over the top.
Mono a mono. Miller under center. Quarterback sneak. Ball's loose. On the ground. Nothing happening here, folks. Sort of be blowed dead. They're going to let it continue, though. I don't even know who's got the ball. Miller in the end zone. They say it's a good for 2. What a call. 7:30 mark of this third quarter. 2-point conversion's good. Joe Burns 15. Clay County 28.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports, and it's felt like Clay County's been very dominant in this game. However, the scoreboard says a little bit differently. 13 points the difference, 2-possession game, 28-15. Joe Burns has yet to find any offensive continuity. All of their successes come off special teams. Fielded by Adams at the 5. Here Nolan comes with it, up to the 20. Hit, stays on his feet, 25, 30, 35, still on his feet, 40. Whistles blow. They say he stepped out. And I'm not sure what happened here.
Yeah, Nolan Adams will still be running, is what I know.
Stepped out here at the 38.
I don't know. We had a pretty good view of that, Daniel.
Yeah. Did you not see it?
I didn't. Did you?
I thought I did, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do have a cramping situation there for a Joe Burns Red Devil down below. We'll,
He's got this post right in front of him. I think I saw a foot out of bounds, too.
All right, I'll take it.
Double cramp. I think that's Cotton. Now, we're going to go to injury timeout. Fortunately, just a cramp. But
that's number 4.
Oh, is it?
Not Cotton, but I don't have a name for number 4.
Okay. Cramping situation for the Red Devils. 7-12 marker of the third. Dogs up, 28-15.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
At Solana Lumber, they are your local handyman. Their dedicated staff thoroughly understand their products and services and are there to help you find exactly what you need. They can also help you get a project started, and they will stick with you until the end. So come find the support you need to make your next project a success today at Solana Lumber, or give them a call at 931-243-3315. Whether you're looking into renovating, replacing, or building new, depend on a family business that's been serving you since 1962. Solana Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Dogs taking over on offense. Injured Red Devil Rayshon Woodard exiting the field under his own power after the cramping situation. 7-12 marker of this third quarter. Ball on this near side hash right out the window of the little private press box we have here on the visitor sideline. Dogs taking over with a 62-yard field in front of them at the 38. Nolan split to the left along with Lance. They've had monster nights from the wide receiver position. A little bit different offensive set. A two tight set. You got Worm Smith playing the tight end. Reese Adams playing a wing. Look for the end around perhaps. Coming to Reese here. Whistles blow. Joe Burns coming off sides. They have really, really tried to time that thing tonight. Of course, we've cut them twice with the hard snap. 5-yard penalty makes it first and five. Ball at the 43 now. Of course, Clay County having a bye week next week. Before wrapping up the final three regular season games at home, starting with homecoming on October 18th against Dribble and Springs. Then they host Trousdale and finish off with Gordon. All home games. Give the Soto. Aiden at the 45 spins. Gets up to the 46 and brought down. Gain of three. Makes it second and two. Playbook's open to you here. Great time to take a shot if you want to. Because you would still have third and two on an incomplete pass. 4 yards from midfield here. Nolan splits left with Lance. Same set here. Reese playing the wing, the flanker, tight flanker to the right. Worm Smith the tight end.
Good situation here for a shot.
Absolutely. Soto jet sweep around right side, has the first down, across the midfield at the 50, 45, 40. Got to be gone to the house. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. Touchdown, Aiden Soto. Soto with a huge, huge explosive right there. He's kind of been held in check a lot this year. He's done a great job running the football.
He sure took the corner on that one.
He did. 56 carries for 312 yards coming into tonight. Doesn't sound impressive. That's 5.6 a carry, a strong average. Only had two touchdowns on the season. Give him three now on the ground. What a run.
Yeah, it was. And it was set up by that Clay County offensive line. Reese Adams out there leading the way. Got the block at the end as he came from that wing position, Daniel, to spring him and send him to the house. But Aiden Soto, we've talked about his physicality, running between the tackles. He also has the speed to get the corner and take it to the house.
Hernandez good on the extra point. Clay County up again, 35-15, 20 points to lead.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Got a local event you're planning and wondering how to promote it? If so, let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce know. The local chamber is your source for promoting local happenings, and they do it in a wide array of ways, all free to the public. They can spread the word in print, online, and on social media, all to help your event be a big success. So give them a call at 931-243-3338. Take advantage of their free service to the community and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce help you get the word out about your next local event. Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Squib kick by Hernandez. Fielded by the Red Devils. One I hit. Held on to, though. Oh, frivolous. Nolan Adams better stay away here. Nolan with a huge hit. He was shoved by Red Devil. Nolan had done no wrong at the time other than celebrating the hit, and he was shoved by Red Devil. Potential ejection coming, in my opinion, for that Red Devil. At least a personal foul.
Yeah, it was a double hand chuck.
Sure.
To the chest is what it was, and Nolan Adams just kind of setting the tone. Reese Adams finishing it off right there, and we've talked about his physicality. We actually talked about it on the way up here.
Yeah.
And he's just really.
They're going to wave this off.
What?
Sure.
This both ways.
Okay, they're going to step it. Here we go.
Okay.
Now it's coming. I just never had seen the call. Now we get it. Yeah, very physical player is Nolan Adams. Actually, talked quite a bit about him on the way over here, about some of the numbers. Of course, he's tied Alec Kerr now with that single season touchdown mark, and he'll soon pass that. Something else he's soon going to pass, the career receiving touchdown mark set by White Mabry with 24. No, Alec Kerr with 24. Mabry had 22 in his career. Of course, Nolan's sitting now with 21 career, so one away from second place career tying White Mabry. Joe Burns taking over deep in their own territory at the 16. 6:15 mark of this third quarter. 35-15. A lot of football left here. Miller in the gun. Three wide to the right. Cotton in motion right to the left. Wide snap. Got to give the Cotton on the jet sweep. Sorry, got tongue twisted there. Yeah, Miller doing a nice job. He was going to hand off a jet sweep with motion right to left to Cotton. The snap was wide right. He had to reach outside of his framework with the right hand, catch it, bring it all the way back, and put it in the gut of Cotton. Just a good job by Miller making that all work.
Yeah, it was. Also a good job by the junior Colton Brown making the stop and staying at home on that backside, Daniel.
5:40 and ticking, third quarter. Three wide right again. Back at the right hip of Miller, who's in the gun. Tight end left. Pick up of round four, makes it second and six. Miller to throw. Rolls, under pressure, released. Ooh, nearly intercepted by Nolan Adams. Incomplete, though. Reese Adams bringing the pressure.
The speed right there of Reese Adams to be able to track a guy down is just unbelievable. He saw he didn't have any coverage in his zone and made the decision to go after the quarterback and just about got him, Daniel.
What am I hearing? A train over there?
I think so.
Okay.
But not, it's a chopper.
Of course, never did have a train come through until the game ended over at Portland. That football field right on the tracks over there. And as soon as the game went final, had one come rumbling through. Something we're not accustomed to in Clay County.
Virtually no offensive production allowed by this Clay County defense tonight, Daniel.
No, they're pretty good at that. Defensive coordinator Mike Dickerson, he'll find plenty wrong with it. He critiques them hard. That's why they're so good. Ball being snapped from around the 17-yard line. Miller to throw across the middle.
Ooh,
intercepted by Nolan Adams. Give it to him, folks. Come on, where's the signal?
Yes, sir, right there. He's
marking
it.
All right, what a play. His second pick of the night, maybe the finest of his career. Eighth now, career for Nolan Adams. I'm not at all surprised by the brilliance that he's playing this season. We are just observing him in the off season and early in after dead period in July, 7-on-7s and things like that, and just really thought a monster year was coming for him, and I think he's even exceeding the expectations I had in my head.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. I know it's a broken record, but why would you even try to attempt a pass?
Well, you're trailing
against
the 20. You got
this
to.
Bulldog secondary. Three interceptions, maybe seven attempts by the Red Devils.
Nine.
Almost half.
Nine.
Okay. Well, a third.
3 of 9 for 18 yards.
Well, they're actually 6 of 9.
False start, not false start, but offsides, rather, against Joe Burns. They've been bad on that one tonight.
Three to them, three to us. Where'd that one start, Daniel?
Well, it was going to start at the 35.
Okay.
But the penalty moves it up to the 30. Dogsbury Cuddle, actually, it's at the 29 officially. 34 up to the 29. First and 10, 5:01 mark, third quarter. Clay County up by 20, 35 to 15. Been a slow-moving game here. Low snap again, picked up on the roll by Nate. Ooh, hit from behind. One of the few times that Nate Adams has been sacked. Inadvertent helmet-to-helmet contact there. Nate pops up and is fine, though.
Reese right there to apologize.
I tell you, it just is something you seldom see. Of course, that came from the blind side. Coach Lamb wanting to come out and talk to his guys here. Takes a timeout. We're going to take it with them. 4:53 mark of this third quarter. Clay County up by 20, 35-15.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports after the sack. Second round 13. Ball sitting at the 38-yard line. Nate in the gun. Nolan, Whalen, and Lance to the left. Reese to the right. Nate rolls left. Flips the hips. Releases for Cherry. Cherry goes down to the turf, catches the ball for the first. That's a great catch by Whalen Cherry. Dropped his body down on his knees to the turf, secured it, and moves the sticks.
Yeah, and besides the catch, it's a great route. You know, just kind of hooked it up right there on the sideline. Nice throw. Nate knew what was coming and released it before he hooked it up, didn't he, John?
Yeah, I didn't see the end of the play quite, but.
First and 10 from the 21. Whalen, Nolan, and Lance split right, reached out in left. Soto going to, actually Worm Smith going to set up at the right hip of Nate.
I'm trying to avoid blocking the Facebook.
Ooh, Worm Smith, what an explosive right up the gut to the 5 in the end zone. Touchdown, Worm Smith. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs, the senior. Back up running back coming in a 21-yard rushing touchdown. Looking at his career totals, 36 carries for 137 yards prior to tonight, only two touchdowns. Had not scored on the ground since his sophomore campaign. Thomas gave him one tonight here in the seventh game of his senior year.
Yeah, and that's big for Worm Smith. Doesn't get many chances to tote the rock, but when he does, he tries to make the most of them because he's a downhill between the tackle runner, and that's what Worm Smith did there.
You got that right. Manny Hernandez good on the kick, 42-15, black, purple, and gold.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here live, Bulldog football members in Clay Power Sports. Nice little squib on sides there by Manny Hernandez. Nearly recovered by Clay Cannon. Of course, Coach Lamb at this point wanted to put the nail in the coffin, 42-15 the score. However, the mercy rule running clock not in effect. Got to have a 30-point differential here. So 3:53 left in the third. Thomas, I don't think it'll be long before that clock gets moving.
No, I don't think so either. As, Clay County defense is, again, virtually shut down this Red Devil attack. John, I know you'll have some totals later on, but it can't be much. And, honestly, the Joe Burns hadn't had many touches offensively whatsoever.
Nah. Too wide to either side. Four Miller, ball on the near side hash. All right, the Joe Burns 48-yard line, 52-yard field in front of him. Handoff inside. Hitting route down, little to no gain. Host the Dogs in there, three primaries. Low man on the totem pole, though, I believe. Bryson Sharp off the edge. John says Colton Brown also involved. Just watching there, Bryson doing a nice job crashing down the line of scrimmage. Hayden Adams in there rather than Colton. Maybe Hayden and Colton. That whole right side must have had a slant to the bench called there.
Well, you said three in primary tackles.
That was the three. Yep. 55, 52, and 30. Same formation for Joe Burns. Miller to throw. Dangerous situation. Under pressure. Releases incomplete. Nearly got two by Soto there.
Yeah, and almost had a sack by the brothers.
It's about as good as that play could have come out for Joe Burns.
Yeah, incomplete.
Hayden Adams, just put my eye on him there at that nose cover position right there, guys. And, he just hand fighting the whole way. The legs never stopped churning until he got to the quarterback and drove through him.
You can tell he loves it.
He does.
42-15, 3:10 mark. Clock is stopped during the third. Reese Adams making that move back inside. Bryson Sharp went to the outside. They just split positions. Reese went inside to inside backer while Bryson had that bad ankle. And it always was his home playing that Mike linebacker. Coach Dickerson wanted him on the edge. That worked great, too. He's good at both places, but really liked him inside.
Was that last play incomplete?
Yes, it was. 3rd and 9.
Ooh.
Completion there. Immediately tackled. And give credit to Reese Adams again. Just textbook. Sees things so well. Reacts so well. Is so prepared. And, of course, Reese's dad, Matt, an outstanding defensive player himself, just has a knack for it. And you can tell that has been fostered and passed on down. We talked about it when we named the TDS top performer a couple of games ago at Portland, I think. The ability to play inside linebacker at the collegiate level, without a doubt.
Yeah, I think so. And it's the total package. It's not just the body, the athletic ability, but it's the instinct. He's a natural fit for that position.
4th and 7 for Joe Burns here. Three receivers into the short side of the field. Miller in the gun. Drops back. Releases. Heaves a deep one. Nate Adams out there. Intercepted. Yeah. Nate Adams, number 31, baby.
Nolan Adams.
Nolan, number 3 on the net. Looks like Nate over there.
He did.
So Nolan with his third interception. Looked like brother Nate over there, and what about him?
Yeah, that was just a ball up for grabs. Great job by Nolan Adams, honestly, getting position and then high-pointing the football and coming down with it.
I think we better say a thank you to Mike and Tia Adams for
yeah,
for producing Nate Nolan here for this football team. Golly, what a duo. What a duo. And just a great team around them, great coaching. Clay County doing some good things this year. Sky's the limit. Clay County taking back over after Nolan's third interception. Ball setting at the 34-yard line. Low snap, picked up, handed off to Soto. Soto around the side, turns north and south, horse collar tackle. That's not a horse collar over in this association. I think, some officials, if you have just jersey from the top of the neck, they're okay with that. They don't want to see you get the shoulder pads down in there.
I saw him explain on one of the earlier ones that's the difference.
The
jersey, yeah.
And, that by definition, I think that's correct. Now, you'll see some guys call it either way.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up a 5.
Six.
Call that 6. 2nd and 4. Nate in the gun, second and four, ball at the 40, 60-yard field. Give the Soto up the gut, brought down a little short of the stick. Might be right at it, though, John.
Yeah, that play had promise. He tripped up a little, I think, or he could have had a big gain off the right side.
They do mark him short, ball at the 42, third and one. Joe Burns on the year, 2-14. Lost to McEwen, 26-7. Beat Ballard, Kentucky. Lost to Whitwell, 7-49. Lost to Gordonsville, 14-48. Lost to East Rob, 27-43. And beat Cheatham County, 14-6. That's how they got here tonight. Give the Soto again, hit the backfield, breaks it, gets the first down, 45. Surges ahead to the 50. Host the Red Devils trying to stop the forward progress. Took about four of them, guys. Soto running like a man possessed. Gets it up to midfield in a first down.
Yeah, and you're talking about a huge loss if Soto doesn't have the quick sidestep there, John, and kind of shed that guy in the backfield. But he made the first guy miss and then went on to make two or three others to do the same.
Yeah, it's keeping your head up, you know, looking what's coming out in front of you, which is not easy, really.
No, it's not.
And like you said, did a great job sidestepping that, getting positive yardage, picking up a first down, keeping this clock rolling right into the fourth quarter.
Fixing to do it. 5 seconds left in this third. 42-15 the score. Clay County in good position, looking to add one more score as the fourth quarter starts after this break. 42-15.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports. The Dogs lead the Red Devils of Joe Burns 42-15 headed into the fourth quarter. And here's your Bulldog stat summary brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. Clay County rolling up the yards in this one. Aiden Soto, 16 carries, 134 yards, and a 54-yard touchdown for him. Nate Adams, 15 for 19, 295. Four touchdowns. Just a big night for him also. Nolan Adams, he's got six catches, 99 yards, and two touchdowns. Lance Burchett, five catches, 125 yards, and two touchdowns. And defensively, Reese Adams, no surprise here, leading the way with nine stops already. This Bulldog stat summary has been brought to you by Eco Pals of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever, preventing a stronger, safer, more economical, more sustainable home at EcoPalsOfTN.com. Eco Pals of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Forgot to mention those four interceptions by this Bulldog defense. Three of those by Nolan Adams.
Worm Smith with the other, right?
That's right.
Saw a good run there.
Yeah, double handoff. No one ended up with it. Hold happened downfield, so right. Negates the play. But, yeah, it was nice. Dropped it. No one actually dropped the ball during the run, picked it back up.
Yeah.
But 11:42 mark of the fourth, 42-15, Clay County in front, trying to get this Mercy Room running clock going with one more score here. Got to have a 30-point differential. Two wide right, and they're going to roll that way. Looking for Cherry. Releases. Caught by Cherry. What a job keeping the feet inbounds. The official says no. He must not have maintained possession to the ground.
I think he had one on the line.
Well, I'm sure that's correct.
Well, it's going to be close. It's not going to go our way on this sideline tonight. That was established early.
It was. They've done a good job. But, yeah, no, you know, anything in question – and, hey, that's part of being on the road, right?
It is.
Part of being on the road. But great job by Cherry. May have had the heel on the line, as you mentioned, John, but just understood the whole concept there of sticking the feet and seeing it in. Did a good job of it, just a fraction of an inch off. Three to the right, tight end left. Second round 15, Nate rolling right, going for Nolan down the sideline. Has the catch. Will he get into the end zone? Will not. Wrestled out of bounds at the 10. Making it look easy once again. Talk about the game of inches. That one dropped into a bucket. Just beautiful. Good concentration by Nolan. Seen it in over the top of the head and securing it.
Yeah, it was just one of those that Nate didn't quite see quick enough and couldn't get what he wanted on it, or that's another touchdown walking in the end zone. Good job by Nolan coming back and getting that one on the wheel. That was a wheel route underneath there for him.
So the Joe Burns 45, actually the Clay County 45.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, from the 50 then down to the 10. Oh, gotcha. Sorry about that, John. First and goal from the 10. Oh, was you? Two line left, hand off to Soto inside. Host the Red Devils going to stop Aiden. He does pick up a couple. Give him one on the carry. Second goal from the 9.
I was trying to be sure and point out when I was right, but I was muted. So.
Yeah, so the big play between the brothers from the Clay County 45 to the Joe Burns 10.
Right, on the other side of the midfield line.
10, 14, and ticking. As we mentioned, Clay County going to be on a bye next week, then finish off the year three games at home. Red Bull and Trousdown, Gordonsville. Joe Burns will finish off the year at Harpeth, hosting Houston County, and then at Red Bull and Springs. Second goal from the 9. Two wide left, low snap, give to Soto, waiting around right side. At the 10, the 5, run out of bounds around the 3. Clock will stop with the out-of-bounds run. Ball spotted at the 3-yard line where it's goal to go.
Yeah, doing a great job. Then you named that offensive line earlier. You know, Aiden Soto approaching 150 yards here, all because of this offensive line.
Absolutely. Adams to throw, a little wide of the mark. Going to be fourth and goal. I noticed on that snap, I don't often get to watching those guys, Holloway and Caden Strong had switched sides. Holloway playing the right tackle here. Caden Strong playing left tackle.
They started that at the beginning of the game.
Oh, they did?
That's something I failed to mention coming into here. You know, Coach Lamb talked about it. It's something, one of those things they just hadn't really realized. But reason being, they're more comfortable on those sides. It was just that Holloway had played the left
footwork
the entire
standpoint.
Time. Well, what it is
Hernandez with extra point. Another penalty on these extra point situations. Actually, the field goal.
Field goal,
the
that's
point.
What I'm saying, yeah.
Field goal was good, but dead ball foul.
It first, I believe.
Where's the goal to go?
Oh, I see.
But it will be, I guess, a half distance to goal situation.
Well, from earlier reasoning, you might consider just punching it in.
But they swap Strong and Holloway, Holloway being right-handed, Strong being left.
Oh.
So it kind of that was one of the reasons the decision was made, and they were both just a little more comfortable with those.
Sure.
Different tackles.
T set down at the 9-yard line, so officially shorter than an extra point. It is a field goal, though. Snap, set, kicks away from
all
the right hash, and it's a beauty. Manny Hernandez, the first field goal of his career. What a great season he's having. 9:30 mark of this fourth quarter, and that gets the clock running. It's ticking now during this break. 45-15, Clay County in front.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Locally owned and operated by Chris and Derek Hicks, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts proudly serves Clay County and surrounding areas with all their parts needs. Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or construction equipment part. And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Eli Burnett coming off the bench here. Freshman Caden Copeland also. Big Lucas Gray's coming out to play on the defensive front. And 53, I think, Jackson Ritter, another freshman newcomer, going to play on this front side. We'll see the back end likely stay the same. Also, 58 coming out. I'm going to bust out the old Clay County roster here. Not something I often do. 58, Cole Ledbetter, another freshman. A lot of promise for that young man as he comes in. Joe Burns taking over with a 55-yard field in front of him. 8-minute mark and ticking 45-15 here in this fourth quarter.
Looks like starter's still in for the Red Devils.
Miller in the gun.
Cotton out wide over here.
Working against Nolan Adams. Hope they throw at him. Here's a throw. A pick six. Could have been. Would have been his fourth on the night.
You know, it's just a bad throw. Low throw right there. That's all that was.
Well, y'all were wanted. When you said Cotton was isolated and I saw Nolan on him. All right. Bring it on. What an exclamation mark that would have been.
Wow.
It was there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like I say, if it was a good throw.
Two wide to the left. Cotton being joined by Hyde this time. We're going to get to Lance and Nolan. Two wide at the other side. We're going to get to Nate and Cole. Miller to throw. Rolls right. Flushed out. Releases. Going to be called. Immediately taken down. Worm Smith on the stop. Actually.
That better.
Yeah, it was Cole.
78 putting the heat on down there.
Big Lucas Graves.
Good-looking kid.
Showing the speed, even with that big frame. Lucas, a sophomore.
Second first down for the Red Devils, I think, in this ballgame.
Correct.
I about forgot I was keeping up with it.
Freshman Caden Copeland playing the nose guard. Jackson Ritter playing that far side defensive tackle. Graves playing the near side. Still see Worm Smith in that inside backer, joined by Ledbetter. Eli Burnett playing the outside linebacker on this side. Bryson Sharp playing the outside linebacker on the left. 6:08 and ticking. Miller hands off inside. Tackle made by Lucas Graves. Others also helping out.
Graves sticking it in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he got a big body in there, and he moves well. He moves well. Of course, a classmate of Rowan Holloway's, and as they turn into upperclassmen, and folks like Hayden Adams and Caden Strong exit off the defensive line after this year. Graves will be a mainstay, I think, for 2 years in there.
And he's seen some time this year. They had a heavy package, and he was playing some of that nose guard position. So Coach Dickerson likes Graves.
Second and six, released, caught, immediately taken down. No, the Red Devil kept his feet. Then Sharp went over there, made the tackle alongside Copeland, who hustled out there. Enough for the first. So Joe Burns stacking first downs on top of each other here.
Clay Woody on the catch.
5:05 and ticking. Nate Adams coming off the field as Waylon Cherry came back on. So Nate, no interceptions tonight, but Brother Nolan with three.
How many did they gain on the last one?
Ball being snapped from the 35, if that helps anything.
That's six.
Miller in the gun, double move. Going to throw short on the quick screen. Caught.
Boom.
Inside and out tackle by a backer or safety one. I see the guy. Cole Eads on the stop. Appreciate the PA announcer across the way helping me see that one. We're starting to get in that position of the field that a little far away from our window.
Clicking down towards 4 minutes, Daniel. You're right. It was going to go quick.
Yeah. Yeah, once that thing starts going, and, you know, the officials, they ain't going to call the game on nobody at this point either. So if an office wants to
take the time they'll allow it. They're just as ready to go as anybody.
Spreading it out again over here.
Too wide to the either side. Miller and the gun. Joe Burns wanting another score for Price. 3:45 mark of this fourth quarter. Miller drops back, winds up, steps up, under pressure, rolls left.
Eli Burnett.
Burnett, gonna get in. Quarterback sack, Eli Burnett.
Bulldogs wanting another stop. Surprise.
Gonna be a big fourth down coming for these Red Devils.
Great job by the senior right there, staying at home and then closing the gap and making the sure-handed stop.
Third to bunch, not fourth down. 3:15 now. Yeah, basically each play going to get a minute off that clock. So an eight-play drive can essentially chew up 8 minutes, depending on how the offense chooses to play it. Ball sitting at the 39-yard line. Miller in the gun, two wide to the side. Cotton in motion left to right. Give the jet to him. Going to be a pass. Cotton, the southpaw release is a big one. Going to be caught. Hauled in down around the 10-yard line. A little bit of razzle-dazzle, and that's how Joe Burns has had to come up with yardage tonight. They've done it on special teams with the reverse, and now they do it on the jet sweep pass by Cotton. Cotton, though, showing his athleticism. Of course, he played quarterback for this team last year. Not a surprise that he can chuck it downfield.
Yeah, I agree. He's a great athlete. We've seen that on display all night long, and not many opportunities for the young man. And good coverage by the dog right there. Just a good throw, good catch.
First and goal from the 9 for the Red Devils. Miller in the gun, 2:10 and ticking. Cotton in motion again on the sweep motion. Fake to him, give off to 11. He's brought down immediately. Worm Smith.
No, that was the offside tackle you were talking about earlier, the reserve.
Oh, Jackson Redder?
I can't see the number.
53, if that's him.
I don't know who it was.
I think you're right, Thomas. I think Ritter untouched from his tackle position. Worm may not even be in it back anymore. Yeah, he is, too. He's right behind Ritter. Yeah, might give them both one. Minute 30 and ticking. Ball sitting there at the 8-yard line, gain of 1. Miller rolls right, releases, incomplete. Flags come out. So going to be, I guess, a fresh set of downs, basically, and half the distance to go. It was a goal-to-go situation, so.
Clock's not going to stop, though. Can they get another playoff?
Yeah. If they want, they won't have to.
Well, they want to.
If they want to, they will. They would love to have that, say, 45 to 22 or 21.
And Clay County bowing up here, though.
Oh, yeah.
And they're, as you said, shadows of the goalposts.
48 seconds and ticking here. No injuries in this contest for Clay County. Always kind of the first thing you look for. You know, you want to get the win, but then did we get anybody hurt? So, good clean game to this point, injury-wise. Pass release, knocked away. As they say, pass interference, highly questionable call. Perfect timing, it looks like, by Waylon Jerry to me, or I think Cole Eads actually on the defense.
And they're going to stop the clock. Oh, they took a timeout. Joe Burns timeout to try to get him, stick one in the end zone here.
We'll stay on air here. Got a whole string of ads coming up between the end of this game and our H&H Auto Equipment Parts post-game show. So Clay County, what about them? Going to go to 5-2 on the year. Of course, the two losses, three-point variety each of them. Second game of the year on the road at Westmoreland. We've chronicled how good they are. They're sitting at 6-1 in AA football. The other one lost to on the road to 5A Portland, 24-21 in a game that Clay County fought their guts out in. So Clay County, 6 points from being 7-0 on the year, looking really good, and I think getting better each week, learning from each game. I think they learned from last week's rain game up in Kentucky.
I do, too. And, Coach Lamb, I know I've said it before, but even in losses, you know, he said you either win or you learn. And each time they've learned a lot. And you're right. It's not necessarily, putting this high-power offense on display and gain confidence from it. Maybe it's a tweak in the defense, in the linebackers. Maybe it's that tackle switch you talked about. But each week, this coaching staff and these players we're kind of fine-tuning for what's to come.
That's right. I'm going to get some rest with a bye week next week. That'll help them a whole lot, too. 23.6 left in this one. Miller going to go under center. That football sitting dangerously close to the Bulldog goal line. I don't dare guess where it's at. I'm going to say the one. Quarterback sneak. Cotton says it's a touchdown. The officials agree with him and say, sure, we'll give him six. 45-21, and the PA announcer relishes in the excitement of it. He's done a good job over tonight.
He's good. He just hasn't had a whole lot to get excited about. I don't blame him. You know, three first downs, he got excited on those. Finally getting an offensive touchdown in here, you know, as Clay County honestly dominated this game.
Oh,
two big special teams plays set up the other two scores. This came against our second team defense here. And, you know, they came to make a statement, and I think they obviously did that.
45-21 after the Joe Burns score, 16.3 left. High snap to Miller. He has it, though. Rolls right. Release is going to be no good. So the clock will not wind, I don't guess, here. We will see the kickoff, and then the game will essentially come to an end. We'll go ahead and play an ad. Come right back here on the Horizon Sports Network. 16.2 seconds left in this contest. 45-21. Clay up.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Back here live for the last time during this contest, regulation style, 16.1 seconds left. We'll be doing the postgame show coming up after this. They'll be brought to you by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. So a kickoff, and I don't think anyone even run a play. It'll just start this ball and it'll run.
I think you're right.
It's just all about getting down on this ball and fielding it, calling a fair catch, and do whatever you want to. And Worm Smith's going to drop it, then pick it up, and they're going to blow it dead here. I like that. I'm glad they did. I'm glad they blew the whistle and stopped it there. Let's get out of this thing. The clock is stopped now.
Yeah, at least run the clock.
White Hat blew it to a stop. Worm Smith was going to return the football. Like I said, I'm glad he didn't. What's the point? You know, no injuries. Let's get out of this thing. Wind that thing, I say. They're calling something against Joe Burns. Offsides?
Okay.
Now we're going to wind the clock and this.
So that's what it was.
He blew it.
It wasn't on the return. Yeah.
Right. Well, we're actually going to redo it. He called for the. He called for it to wind, but I guess they're not allowed to.
Probably not. I mean, by the rules, you know, again, it was a dead ball foul. It's a re-kick.
Can't end on a penalty. All right. They're not going to go to the trouble of putting the 6 seconds back on the clock, though. So 10.6 here. And we'll see a re-kick. Yeah, the next time Clay County's in action, it'll be homecoming. In John Tables Field, October the 18th against Red Bull and Springs. Obviously, we'll be there to call it from the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. But come on out and watch them. See them in person. See all the superlatives for homecoming. There's the kick. Going to be fire caught this time by Worm Smith. He's going to take a knee just to ensure that his intentions are known. Clock still is not winding. Coach Lamb's saying, can I just go ahead and get this running? Or is he called a timeout? He's called a timeout. Coach Lamb has. Not sure what wants to do here.
Well, because he wanted the clock to run, I think is what it was.
And when's that going to start? On the snap?
I'm not sure, but he called the timeout in frustration, I think, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
He didn't get the running clock.
Yeah, I got you.
No clock ticked, and he's just.
Wanting to fuss at somebody.
A little bit.
Can't fuss at the rest, so fuss at the boys. No, we've talked about Coach Lamb before, such a great addition to this program, and just an enjoyable person to be around. You know, maybe not always if you're a player in that huddle and he's got something to fuss at you for, he does a great job of that. And he's the heart and soul of this team since his arrival in Clay County, and just an outstanding football mind, but also a great player's coach and an emotional leader.
And also because he put the second team in here.
All right. Got Isaiah Burnett and Fletcher Strong in the backfield. Going to have Caden Copeland at the tight end left. Manny Hernandez split out to the left. Eli Burnett and Gage Ashley split right. Strong going to call for the snap. Joe Burns not set up. Hand off to Burnett. Burnett going to run one play, be stacked up by a couple Red Devils here. We're going to check the spot. The game's going to go final. I don't know if Burnett gained yardage or not. We'll say no gain on the carry. And this one goes final. Clay County has come to Joe Burns and won 45-21. It's been long. It's been strange at times with penalties, but it is a Clay County win. Dogs move to 5-2 on the year. Joe Burns falls to 2-5. Stay with us for the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts Post Game Show right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats, the announcement of the TDS top player, a final look at area scores of interest, and much more on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts Postgame Show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply. Your local project partner, every step of the way.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Wondering what to do when your skid steer breaks a track or it lays down in the middle of a project? If so, you don't have to look far. Just go to H&H Auto and Equipment Parts in Salina. They can help you get back up and running with rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more that meet or exceed industry standards. So depend on Chris and Derek Hicks at H&H as your source for reliable, high-quality replacement equipment parts endorsed with the same certifications as OEMs. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Welcome back here live to Joe Burns High School. Clay County moving tonight to 5-2 after a big win over the Red Devils, 45-21, I believe the final was. This is the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts postgame show. and we're going to get into the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. First of all, was that the correct final score?
It was. Okay. 45-21, Joe Burns sticking it in down there for six as the clock expired on the second team. So, yeah, still total domination from Clay County. I think we saw them just clicking it off. Early on, they came to make a statement. I thought they did. Shut down this Red Devil attack. 2-3 and outs, and an interception was two interceptions. 2-3 and outs, two interceptions was their total offense in the first half, guys.
Yeah,
so
non-existent.
Zero offense whatsoever. Clay County jumped out to a 14-0 lead. They scored on their first two possessions, the first one coming from Nate Adams and Lance Burchett on a 60-yard strike. And I'm telling you what, that was a perfect route by Lance Burchett. Full speed. Nate Adams coming back, setting up, bang, bang, and just delivering a strike to Lance Burchett in stride. And one of the prettiest plays I've seen all year.
Just no hesitation. Saw it, pulled the trigger, 6 points.
And then the next one, Nolan Adams, caught a 35-yard touchdown right up the seam, at best I remember. Same type play. Just two very crisp, very efficient start for this passing attack. A 35-yarder. Clay County was up 14-0 with 1:46 left in the first quarter. And then Joe Burns returned the kickoff for the ensuing kickoff for the score. It's 14-7. Minute 30 left in the first. And Clay County got the ball back at their own 8-yard line and went to work. 12 plays later, I think it ate up almost 8 minutes, 7.5 minutes. A 92-yard drive, and that's when Aiden Soto got started. He had a couple of good runs on that, and Lance Burchett, a 22-yard reception from Nate Adams, and then it was capped by Reese Adams, also a big 20-yard catch to set up Lance Burchett's second touchdown of the night, a 6-yard catch from Nate Adams. Clay County's rolling 21-7 into the break. Clay County did have a chance at a field goal right before time expired, and but it was blocked, as Hernandez's attempt was blocked by the Red Devils. So they went into the half up two possessions, 21-7, but they really weren't satisfied, I didn't think, Daniel, even though they played really about as good as you could, except for the special teams gap.
Yeah, it just we'd had those, I don't know, it just, there wasn't anything wrong at that point. It didn't even feel close. Clay County was playing great, and the scoreboard maybe appeared closer than it was, but this game was not in question.
No, it wasn't. Clay County came out and made it 28-7 right off the bat to start the third quarter. Aiden Soto again, a nice run. Nate Adams found Cherry for a big gain, a 28-yarder, and then hit Nolan for a 16-yard touchdown pass again, his second of the night, and it made it 28-7 after the Hernandez kick. And then Red Devils, another big special teams play, as they almost returned another kickoff back for a touchdown, and but they got it at the 10-yarder, a 5-yard pass, 2 plays later, made it 28-15. And that's when we thought, hey, okay, it's still a two-possession ball game, Danny.
Right. You had to give credit where credit was due, and it was what it was. Steele didn't feel in question. Steele felt like Clay County had dominated. But it's a 13-point game. You call it whatever you want to. It was what it was.
And then the next two Red Devil possessions was a Nolan Adams interception. And the next two Clay County possessions was a Aiden Soto 54-yard touchdown and a Worm Smith 21-yard touchdown. And Clay County was rolling. They weren't quite, didn't have quite the running clock going.
Right.
So the next drive after Nolan's interception, they set up an Aiden or a Manny Hernandez field goal. Made it 45-15. The clock started running, and this one was virtually over after that, as the Red Devils did tack on that final score to make it a 45-21 Region 4A win. Clay County taking the first step towards securing that home playoff run.
Yes, they did. A great thing. 19-yard field goal there by Manny Hernandez from right hash, something that we do not do very often here in Bulldog country. Hernandez, I got a sneaky feeling, may not be the last he makes as a Bulldog. Folks, that has been the Bulldog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermit Springs. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels, engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abog Homes. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. John, do you want to give us your stuff before or after the promo?
I'm ready. Let's do it. Joe Burns' stats Passing wise, number 12, Luke Miller, 6 of 14, 61 yards, and he threw 4 interceptions. Also, Amari Cotton threw 1 pass for 30 yards. Clay Woody, you had 3 catches for 40 yards. Markarion Hyde, 2 catches for 10. Wesley Frost, 1 catch, 5 yards, the touchdown. Nathan Nunez, 1 catch for 6 yards. Rushing wise, Amari Cotton, 6 carries, 11 yards.
Wow. He's a good ball player. Good athlete. Clay Kane did a really nice job with him.
We talked about coming into this one, guys. Clay County had to stop one guy defensively, and we saw him do that. Just shut down Cotton on the offensive end there, and virtually no offense left for the Red Devils to take him out.
Right.
The quarterback, Luke Miller, carried 5 times, ended up being minus 2 yards. He did have a touchdown and a 2-point conversion. Number 11, Nathan Nunez, 4 carries for 7 yards. So, you know, that's 16 yards total rushing. And like I mentioned, 61 yards on that, through the air, less than 100 total yards in this game for this Clay County defense. I mean, it's impressive, guys.
Yeah.
Now, Cotton did have that 70-yard kickoff return touchdown early in the game, showing his abilities. But other than that, man, what can you say?
Yeah, and their other score that they got came off another kick return that set them up at the 10 with a goal to go, so only a 10-yard field. And they struggled. They didn't struggle. But it took them multiple plays to score them.
Yeah, I didn't know how to explain that in.
Most of those yards came on that last drive, too. They took over about midfield, guys, and drove about 50 yards.
So they had 16 yards.
Took them the whole fourth quarter to do that.
Yeah. So, but anyway, just total domination from this Clay County defense.
And one thing I will say, Clay County ended up with several penalties. I counted 11. I probably missed some. Total about 80 yards, you know, several holding calls, at least 4, blocking the back, unsportsmanlike. I'd like to see that cleaned up a bit. I'm sure Coach would, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's a point of contention for him, keep these guys focused, you know.
Yeah, that may be the only coachable thing he can come away from this game with is that.
Yeah, it's pretty dominant otherwise.
Pretty good.
Joe Burns had penalties, too, 6 penalties, mostly offsides was theirs. So it gave us at least 2 first downs that I can remember. So that's what I got for now, Daniel.
Sounds good. We'll play our promo, come back, give the Clay County stats, announce the TDS top performer, give an Ash Hawking Strong scoreboard update.
You're listening to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is a name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top player and a final scoreboard update as we wrap up the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts postgame show. Going to kick over Thomas for some pretty impressive Clay County stats.
Yeah, total offense for Clay County, 522 yards, 6 offensive touchdowns for Clay County tonight. 2 of those coming in rushing, 4 of them coming through the air. And it all came on 77 offensive plays. We talked about their time of possession. That's a lot of plays.
We ran 77 plays.
I'm sorry, I added it up wrong. 57, still a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
57 for Clay County. Nate Adams, the passing, 16 for 22, 340 yards and 4 touchdowns through the air. Did have 1 interception at the goal line down there, guys, but just a great, another great game for Nate Adams. And then rushing-wise, Clay County, 25 carries, 182 yards, and the 2 touchdowns. And Leading rusher Aiden Soto ended up with 18 carries, 141 yards, and the 54-yard touchdown. Nolan had one carry for negative one. Worm Smith, one carry for 21 yards, and it was a touchdown there late. Nate Adams, five carries for 27 yards. We do have one negative attributed to the team, a six-yarder there. Receiving-wise, we had Lance Burch's great first half for him. Five catches, 125 yards, and two touchdowns. Reese Adams, two catches for 24 yards. Waylon Cherry, two big catches for 47 yards. So he was kind of the big play guy tonight. And then Nolan Adams, another huge night for him as he ends up with two, four, six, seven catches, 144 yards, and two touchdowns. Defensively, Reese Adams, another big night for that guy. He led the team in tackles again, nine stops for him. Cole Eads, four tackles. Hayden Adams had two. Aiden Soto, three. Bryson Sharp had three stops. Warren Smith had three in that interception. Waylon Cherry had one. Roland Holloway recorded him for one. Nolan Adams, Colton Brown, two tackles. Cole Ledbetter, Lucas Graves, can't read my own writing. Eli Burnett and Jackson Ritter all with one stop. Nolan Adams, two tackles, but it wasn't about that. It was about the three interceptions he had, Daniel, and just a big night defensively and offensively for Nolan Adams.
Go ahead and move into tonight's TDS Top Performer, and it's brought to you by TDS Disposal. And as always, we talk about it a lot, sometimes the most difficult part of the night. I mean, I think Nate said a single game passing mark tonight with that. Soto, almost 150 yards. Lance with a monster night. But had to go with junior wide receiver Nolan Adams. And let's first hit the defensive part of it. You mentioned three interceptions, Thomas. I've only got seven documented times in the history of our football program, seven before tonight, where somebody's had three or more in the contest. 1977, Ricky Barlow with three. 1987, Stephen Arms with three. 1988, Tupi Kerr with three. 89, Brian Burchett with three. 2003, Chase Stevens with five. 2020, Alec Kerr with three. And 2023, Nate Adams with four. If you can put your name in a list with Stephen Arms, Tupi Kerr, Brian Burchett, Chase Stevens, Alec Kerr, and Nate Adams, you might just deserve a TDS Top Performer.
Yeah, I think so.
So, you know, and that's just one part. If Nolan just was a defensive player and had three, it's just so hard to do. And he was able to do that. And I honestly should have had four. He'll be the first to say that. Had
and
to pick six on the slant, you know. But,
right.
But anyway, and yeah. Then, you know, the other side of it, too, with, you know, it's become common. It's not common at all. But it's common for him to have 140-yard receiving that. He's closing in on some numbers that White Mabry and Alec Curve made offensively that people usually don't come close to. We've got some great receivers. Now, we do throw the football a lot. You know, number-wise, he's playing an offense that is beneficial to that. But I don't care what kind of offense he's playing in. He's going to have big numbers anyway.
Yeah, and it's not like it's a tremendous amount of catches either.
Right.
I mean, don't get me wrong, he's got five to eight maybe somewhere in there. I'm not sure what he'll average, but he's not like being targeted 25 times a game
right.
or anything.
Just
so,
making big
things happen. Seven catches for 144 yards, but it's the big plays. He's just so dynamic that he makes a big play. He can turn a bubble screen into a 70-yard touchdown. He can turn a hitch and cut it up inside, make three people miss, and then turn it into a 45-yard game. He can take a kickoff. We haven't seen that part of his game yet.
Right.
Because I think people don't want him to do that. You know, on punt returns, they avoid him and things like that. But we talked about one play where he's tiptoeing the sideline
yeah.
down here. He just makes normal things look exciting,
yeah.
I guess is what I'm trying to say. And I don't know, just a special, special player putting up big numbers on both sides of the ball tonight. And he's the go-to guy.
Right.
Everybody knows it.
Right.
And nobody can stop him.
And that's what's so special. And I'm glad you said it, because that's the other big thing to say. He's the milk cow
yeah.
of this offense.
Everybody knows
it. The bell
number
cow.
One.
Not
number
the milk
one.
Cow,
number
the
one. We've got to stop
the bell
number
cow,
one.
You
guess
know.
What? They can't do it.
Right. And it's just great. Credit to coaches creating good plays for it. Credit Nate with putting in a position for him to get it. Credit Nolan with catching it, doing what he does with it.
lots of options. It's tough in here deliberating when these Clay County Bulldogs are playing great and lots of guys that are deserving, but just a historic night.
Really. Sure.
For Nolan Adams.
Absolutely.
Three interceptions.
To join that crew in that fashion, just unprecedented. Tonight's TDS top performer, Nolan Adams, brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Going to kick over to John here for the Ashok and Strong Insurance Scoreboard Update.
I'm going to rattle through them pretty quickly.
Sure.
Monterey, 35, Cascade, 0. Cookeville, 45, Gallatin, 29. White County handles Cumberland County, 24-0. Gordonsville Forest is one I don't have a final yet on. You guys want to look for it for me?
Yeah, I'll try to find it.
Pickett County, 0. Jackson County, 42. Stone Memorial beat Livingston, 47-14. Macon County handled DeKalb County, 49-27. Upperman beat Smith County, 43-13. York Institute, 28, Oneida, 0. Here's one you guys would be interested in. Baylor wins 44-12 over Macaulay.
Naturally.
Sorry, bro. Bledsoe County beat Whitwell 28-12. I was wrong on that one. And, of course, last night, Westmoreland beat East Rock 7-6. Here tonight. In Cedar Hill, Tennessee, Clay County beat Joe Burns 45-21. That's my favorite one of the night. This final scoreboard update is sponsored by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Give Mark a visit in Salina today because everybody needs a good, strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered.
Last thing I see on Gordonsville, 4:52 left in the fourth. Gordonsville 36, Forest 19. So
looks like Gordonsville will handle them.
Yeah, I think so. Strong win for Gordonsville. You know, and whenever we heard that Monterey had went to Turney Ford and won the way they did, I said, "That's almost dangerous." You know, because I don't want to. I feel really confident about us and the Tigers in the final game of the regular season.
Well, you wouldn't want to go into that last game
thinking, hey, we beat Monterey 42-0, they beat them 21-0, so we're going to beat Gordonsville 63-0.
Right.
That math adds up, but that math don't add up.
Seems to work, but it really doesn't work out like that.
No. So, always looking at that one, and here we are still a couple weeks away from it. But anyway, good deal. Well, guys, appreciate y'all tonight. Appreciate all the sponsors. Appreciate all the listeners, and we just appreciate you bearing with us. Sometimes I'm sure we're hard to listen to, and you guys tolerate us, and we appreciate that. Clay County moving to 5-2 tonight. Remember, they're on a bye week next week. Go watch your game somewhere else. Go out on a date with your spouse. Spend it out at home with your kids. Do whatever you want to, because Clay County ain't playing football next Friday night. We'll be back in action on October the 18th for homecoming at John Teeples Field when the Battle of the Bulldogs gets renewed against Red Bull and Springs. Come out and see them in person, but if you can't, we'll be there on the Horizon Sports Network. For John and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.